Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet we call Earth, once again we welcome you to our live, interactive, uninterrupted, hopefully exciting edition of Radio Biafra morning transmission from the holy land of Biafra to the rest of humanity. Irrespective of where you are, regardless of the continent you're in, the country, the city, the town, the village, the hamlet, the clan, it is inconsequential, because if you have access to CHK 97.6 Biafra FM in parts of Biafra land, if you also are in Igwocha, and you have access to 88.0, because that is the frequency we are on in Port Harcourt, 88.0 Biafra FM CHK, of course. If you also happen to own a satellite decoder or satellite dish pointing 17 degrees east, if you scan, you will be able to get Radio Biafra also. We are online with many listening posts. Some of them crashed yesterday at the sheer weight and volume of listeners that we have online. Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon. With listenership in their millions, we lack nothing. And we thank everybody and all of you that will continually support this very effort, knowing fully well that through it, heaven will indeed come down to this very earth, because that is why we are here to preach, to propagate. We are here to disseminate. We are here to inform. We are here to enlighten, to impart knowledge, to make our people wiser, to make them come to the understanding and realization that we are pursuing something far more divine, far more holy than we can ever contemplate. We are pursuing the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised here forever, as he always intended. That is why we are here, and that is why we will continue to be here until this very grace of heaven is accomplished here on this very earth. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, that this is Radio Biafra Live AM edition on this very day. And as always, we will pray. We will pray, because from the book of Ezekiel, as I was reminded this very morning by my mother, this place has to be read. It must be read, that we may also reassert our closeness to heaven, that we may go forth and do what is right before man on this earth and the throne of grace of Chukwu Abiama in heaven, because it is only necessary that we do so. It is only necessary that we do so for Chukwu Abiama to come and fulfill what Yahweh Yeshua prayed for. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Biafra is the only place capable of hosting the kingdom of heaven upon this face of the earth, because we have a place already that is called Omuani Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. Exactly what Jesus Christ was praying for. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The same way that those children are here in Biafra land, waiting waiting and waiting very patiently for the fulfillment of that very prophecy. Therefore, anything we tell you here is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We have shaken the foundations of this edifice to Satan. We have shaken it to the ground and to the core. Everywhere people are talking about the truth. Everywhere people are beginning to discuss amongst themselves to realize that something new and significant has happened in their lives, that for once they can see light where before there was only darkness, that for once hope is beginning to replace hopelessness, that for once anticipation is now beginning to replace apathy. Our people are looking forward to this very mission. By now they know that we are incorruptible. Now they understand it. Because if you are corrupt or intend to be corrupt, you cannot preach this gospel the way that we do. I was given a reference to Ezekiel chapter 33, and I must read it this very morning. As part of our praise and worship of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who in his name we have gathered and will continue to gather, whose name it was that Yahweh Yeshua prayed when he said, "Our Father who art in heaven." Therefore, we worship nobody else. Even Jesus Christ did not worship anybody else. He said, they asked him, "Teach us how to pray." And he said, "Our Father who art in heaven." He never said the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said, "Our Father who art in heaven." The only time that he taught his followers how to pray. And by extension, us as well, because we all are followers of the truth. The gospel of redemption, as was prayed by Yahweh Yeshua. The preaching that he offered to the masses still has resonance up until this very day. We are all followers. And we believe in our Father who art in heaven. And who is that Father? It is Chukwu Abiama. That is who we worship here. I worship no other God apart from Chukwu Abiama. The same way that Yahweh Yeshua did. And every other righteous follower of that very gospel of redemption. Our Father who art in heaven. Ezekiel chapter 33. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land and the people of the land, choose one of their men and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people. Then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life, their blood will be on their own head. That's what I've been telling you all this while. It is also in the book of Ezekiel. This trumpet is sounding. Some of you did not listen. You went out and today you are dead. As I told you on Friday, but that by now your families are preparing to bury you. And how many families are now preparing to bury their young ones in Biafra land? How many families are preparing to bury their loved ones across the zoo? The people that you're fighting for and dying for, do you think they'll remember you by Wednesday? After they must have been declared the winners, the answer is no. That is why your lives are futile. Unnecessary, irrelevant sacrifices that you are making when Biafra needs the sacrifice. I do not understand what is wrong with the brain of a black man. That is where the problem lies. The problem doesn't lie with the politician. It lies with your brain. Your brain, there is something wrong with it. In Africa, black Africa, the brain of the people in black Africa cannot be complete. Something is missing. There is a particular gene that is missing from the brain of black people. That is the ability to comprehend and to act upon reason. Some of you are dead. Some will continue to die. Do you know that Hausa Fulani is now calling the result for Buhari? Are you aware of that? They said that Buhari has won. Are you aware? I told Jonathan, you cannot win. The opposition against you is enormous. The reason why Britain allowed you to win in 2011 is because they want access to oil. They cannot allow you to do that again because a black person believes in the white man more than anything else in life. more than anything else in life. Therefore, since Britain, with Obama, who is a Muslim, have decided that a Muslim must come in, there is nothing you can do. So, can you go to Tuegoji? Let's go for Biafra. And he said no. There is no way Jonathan can win. It's impossible. Only if you are politically naive. Awasa will always vote for their own. Because those that voted PDP on the pretext or on the grounds that let's leave somebody from South to be president. After all, he was the vice when Yar'Adua died. That was perfectly valid in 2011. But it no longer holds water. The Sultan of Sokoto wants Buhari. Everybody wants Buhari to win in the north. Yoruba, they have their child, their backstabbers, they would always betray you. All of them have now betrayed Jonathan the same way they betrayed Azikiwe. Jonathan has only one chance, which is to rig the election. And then Awasa will call down hell. I'm telling you the truth. They will raise up hell here. And most of you who are living in Ugawasa now will be there. If they don't call the election for Buhari, everybody, some of you in Sabon Gerikan, you people are dead already. Mark my words and say, unless you hearken to what we are saying, return to this place. Let's fight for our freedom and we'll get it. Nobody can stop us. That is what Chukwuepe wants us to do. That is why this morning, as always, we praise him, we worship him, we adore him. We offer every praise, every prayer, every adoration to the throne of heaven, because Chukwuepe Abiama is worthy of praise. That is what we do here on Radio Biafra, IPOB Worldwide. Chukwuepe Abiama Bueze. Chibueze. That's what we do here. We don't retreat and we do not surrender. We are broadcasting live and direct from Biafra land. Indeed, but they are blind. Very, very blind. Because darkness has never, ever defeated light. Or chichiri agemerinye is impossible. We are becoming even more famous and popular because the enemies and the vagabonds and the rats of this very year, they are making sure that that is the case. And we welcome it. After all, no publicity is bad publicity. Don't you know that? Why do you think they don't want to announce Biafra to the world and tell them that we did not vote because we wanted Biafra? Because they know if they mention it, that everywhere will catch fire. That is why they came to their senses and said no. And as a former said yesterday, we build our own. I don't believe in begging anybody. We are going to build a very formidable media machine. We are recruiting journalists as we speak. We have 8 of them already volunteered to serve their country in truth and honesty. We are going to launch something far more superior over time. Because right now we don't have the funding. We will surpass every other media house on earth. You watch and see what is going to happen. We are unstoppable. That is why I feel sorry for our enemies. I feel sorry for them. If they have any sense, they should take the little money that they have and run away, because we are coming. We never stop until we overrun, until we win, until we conquer, until we grind into the dust. Ask those before you and they will tell you. We never ever stop. We have come to do the work that heaven commanded us to do, because Chukwuepe Abiama called us to do this very well, and we must do it. We must do it. That is why we will continue to welcome you and asking you to welcome other people. Once again, we are on CHK 97.6 in Igwacha, Port Harcourt. We are on CHK 88.0 in Port Harcourt. And also, we are on satellite. We are also online, radiobiafra.co, ipob.org, that is who we are. We are families in our respective zones and countries around the world, but together one indefatigable, indivisible family. From Hong Kong to Macau, are you aware of that? From the Philippines to the Cayman Islands, everywhere you go to, indigenous people of Biafra, you must remain strong and resolute. Have we failed you before? I ask my questions openly. Have we said something and been unable to do it before? The answer is no. Therefore, you have no reason not to believe in what we are doing and to support it. Everything we have said we are going to do, we have done it. Culminating in the stopping of elections in Biafra land 2 days ago. There was no election here. It was only yesterday that they are rigging. The only yesterday they brought out their ballot boxes to start rigging. Go and follow all the news coverage. You will see it there. That is why they have no... In fact, what Awosa is saying is that Jonathan won South-South and Southeast. To tell you how clever they are. Barrister will say they're not clever, but I think they are. They said Buhari won North Central, North West, North East, Southwest, which is four zones. Four geopolitical zones. You understand it now? How many did Jonathan win? Two. South, South, and Southeast. Is that enough to overturn all these ones? The answer is no. International observers, did you not see children voting? I told Jonathan, unless you act like a statesman, stand up and cancel this rubbish, you will lose. Because you have enough reason. Enough fraud has taken place. Enough glitches has taken place for you to cancel this charade. He kept quiet. If you keep quiet and they announce it, you are gone, you are finished. Because Awosa will never accept anything else. Their master, Britain, has to assure them that they're going to win. And they will win. So the next time, if we tell you something, you believe it. Rig the election and they take you out. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama in heaven is watching. Chukwu Abiama is watching. And knows we are working for his name to come back the same way it should have been from the beginning. That's what we're doing here. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all her forces, and in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not that of man, I will now, tomorrow, and always remain a faithful, dedicated, loyal, obedient servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I will not abandon this very effort. I will not travel to Ugwu Awosa. I will never sit down with any politician, Awosa, Yoruba, Igbo, to be able to discuss anything else. I will not even see them. Talk less of discussing anything with them. We will go to war at the right time, and Biafra will come by the grace of God. So there is no retreat and no sorry. That is, it's inconceivable that Biafra will not come in our time because Chukwu Abiama is in heaven watching over us. This is Radio Biafra. We will therefore proceed to our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Families are preparing now to bury their loved ones that died as a result of the festival of carnage and idiocy they call elections in the Zoological Republic. Families all over Biafra land are now preparing to bury their loved ones who were killed either as political thugs or as victims during the past 3 days of mayhem and chaos here in Biafra land. It is also being reported that those of them from Iguacha, the ones who have been killed in River State, are also making urgent preparations to go and collect the bodies of their loved ones from mortuaries in order to be able to bury them. Election results have still not come in from Biafra land, but they are doing all that they can to give it to Jonathan. Jonathan, if you want Southwest and Southeast, they will give it to you. That is exactly what they have done. And they have taken the rest for Buhari, which means that Buhari, very, very shortly, the BBC, the British, the propaganda arm of the British will begin to announce that Buhari has won the election, as I warned Jonathan that they will. It is only if Jonathan is willingly or is coming out to hand over to Buhari, in which case, he shouldn't have run in the first place. He should not have run. Because right now, as we speak, there is every indication that little children having voted in Ugwu Awosa, in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, there is no way that Jonathan can win this election. It is mathematically impossible. We continue. Unless you're deluding yourself. Unless you are deluding yourself. Unless you're doing so. Rigging, fraud, stealing, and manipulation continued throughout the whole night across Biafra land and the rest of the zoo, as frantic efforts were being made by criminals to ensure that the rigging continues, that people get their man from their village in, so that Mana Port Harcourt Gabo Akwarahama it's all about stealing. People without shame. And these are ordinary people that the whole world is giving aid to. Oh, black people are suffering. Can't you see they're hungry? They are the ones that cause the hunger themselves. I will seriously campaign for no foreign aid to come here. Foreign countries shouldn't bother saying, oh, we are helping black poor people in Africa, because they are the cause, and they continue to perpetuate their misery, poverty, ignorance. Come and observe the elections, you will know. Somebody is saying that the election is free and fair. When they saw little children, 8, 9 years old, voting, a human being is saying that the election is free and fair. Jonathan, you were warned almost 2 months ago that there was an article that somebody wrote saying that there were problems in 2011 when little children were voting in the north. To guard against it, what did you do? As imbecilic as ever, he kept quiet. And as I also told Asare Dokubo, if you attempt to march against the Zulu army as South or Niger Delta, within 5 hours you won't exist. The only way we can march and win is as Biafra. Some of you said if Jonathan doesn't win, this will happen, that will happen. The Ifajun of our time said if Jega doesn't go, they will boycott the elections. But Jega is there. Can you hear me? They were everywhere running around like Okerenwe Hoboro. If Jega doesn't go, we will boycott election. Did you boycott it? So some of you touts that we are seeing trying to walk your way into polling stations. But we sat down in one place and said no election, and people did not go out to vote. You said if Jega, I saw Atahiru Jega on TV announcing anything. Why can't people go to the thief of our time, the Ifajuna of this very era, and ask him, ask Owazulike, why you said if Jega doesn't go, is there anything you have said that you have done apart from kidnapping, Iswoshi, and lying? You said if Jega, all of you listening this morning from Masop, did your master not tell you if Jega doesn't go, at least something as simple as that did not even happen? To tell you how bad and awful you people are. Terrible. You are carrying placards. If Jega doesn't go, then what became of you? Jega is there. Did you boycott the elections the way we called for? The answer is no. You did not. Which means you cannot be taken seriously. You are not serious. You don't know what is freedom. Freedom fighting is that when you say something, you stick to it. You never change. That is the meaning of freedom fighting. If Jega doesn't go, Jega must go. If Jega doesn't go, we boycott elections. Did you boycott? The answer is capital no, N-O. What does that tell the world about you? We want your master to leave the shores, the protection of Awasa Fulani, his masters. We want Owazulike to come out of the zoo, outside the protection. He's being protected by Awasa Fulani people. Come out! If you come back here, then you know I'm a bastard. Try it and see. Then you will understand how serious we are. Fraudsters and cheats and thieves. If Jega doesn't go, go and look back. A few days ago, you were running around the streets of Enugu, Apa. Jega must go. If Jega doesn't go, we boycott it. Did you boycott the elections because Jega is still there? The answer is no. What does that make you as a human being? Are you a man? No, you're not. You're a thief. I condemn people by what comes out of their mouth. It's impossible. I cannot fabricate anything against you. What you say with your mouth is what I condemn you with. You went about saying Jega must go. Is that not correct? You went to your friends in the newspapers and you told them, please write Jega must go. They wrote, Jega must go, or else Masop will boycott election. Did you boycott the election? That's how you know a man. We said we will stop elections. If you go out, you will die. And we made sure that that happened. People did not vote. It's only yesterday that they started their useless normal. On that 28th, there was no election here. Ask those who are close to the ground. We know why they don't want to report certain things. That is entirely their business. That is their concern and their business. But as time goes on, of course, they will be forced to report it. Because we will force their hand to do it. You said Jega must up. Akunusi, Jega must go. Or we boycott. Did you do it? No. Capital no. Your members are in prison. Nobody's asking after them. Some of you outside, you're doing your best to go inside prison as well by engaging in rubbish, freedom fighting, panwine tapa style. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Jega must go or we will not vote. Jega stayed and you voted. Three INEC staff killed in Benue. Kandiagelieli, they will bury them sometime this week. Three other people killed. And you know that when they say three, you know that even the journalists in Nigeria are liars. So when they say three, you know it's about, I don't know, maybe 33. The only people in the world that prefer lies over truth. The black people of the Zoological Republic, the monkeys and the baboons who are here, they love lies. That is how you know a black person. They are penchant for lies. They believe it. Liars and deceivers. There are some people all over Biafra land following this animal. They know that what we are doing on Radio Biafra is the correct thing. They know, they even admit. But why won't you leave this vagabond? They will tell you that he promised me the commissioner for transport. Can't you see we have our currency? We have a passport. We have a plate number. So it's only a little while and I will become the commissioner for transport. Can you imagine such nonsense? Oh God. Three INEC staff killed in Benue. Three of them killed in Benue. Many more are dead. These are the only ones that reported. There were pictures of INEC officials shot dead. Somebody is still reporting that the elections was free and fair. There is this, that was why they formed Al Jazeera. Arab people felt that BBC and CNN were not doing justice to the Arab cause. They went and floated Al Jazeera. That's exactly what they did. And said to hell with BBC. And Al Jazeera even is even more credible than BBC, I'm being honest with you. BBC is for liars. It's an establishment. What they do is because they are your masters, they colonize you. You have picture of a white man on your wall, you call Jesus Christ, you bow before. So anything they tell you, you believe. Is that important? You have picture of a white man carrying a cross with a thorn on the head, telling you that this is Jesus Christ. And you, every morning you burn candle, you kneel before Arose. Idol. Arose kununefe. You will not worship anything else. Don't bow down before them. That is why you are suffering and dying. You come to the village and you tell a native, a traditional medicine man or native doctor, oh, you are an idol worshiper. How many of you now with pictures of a white man saying that Jesus Christ with cross that you're kneeling down before now to pray? How many of you come now, John, look in front of you and tell me that thing there is that Jesus? When Jesus was here, was there any camera or Photoshop? Because people can concoct anything these days with Photoshop. They can bring the head of somebody and superimpose it on something else and you think it is correct. How many of you know about Photoshop? Do you know what Photoshop is? I can make you look like anything I want you to look like. If I want you to look like by me, what I can do it. It's called Photoshop. Before, when Yahweh-Heshua was on earth, did you have any camera, pinhole camera, or Kodak film? So how come they said, oh, they had artists then. He sat down and was drawing a white man with blue eyes from Europe. Iberibe warrior. Iberibe. Exodus chapter 20. You will have no other God before. Don't bow down before any image. Be it under the water, over the sun, anywhere it is. Because I, the Lord your God, brought you out of Egypt, out of affliction, that you may worship me in truth and honesty. Visiting iniquity upon those of them who reject this very edict, up to the fifth generation, showing kindness and mercy to those of them that love me. These are the words of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. And that is where I stand. Picture of a white man from Europe. Woman stabs husband to death over PDP APC candidacy. If you vote for another party, not in this house, I will kill you. Welcome to the lives of black people from Africa. Monkeys and baboons. Every blessed day they showcase their almost mind-boggling stupidity. You killed your husband because your husband is not supporting the same candidate as you. Welcome to the lives of black people from Africa. That's why I castigate you. I am black. I don't exclude myself. If you behave this way, you're a monkey, you're a baboon. you must be to kill your husband because your husband voted for another candidate. Mad people. They said results are trickling in as tension mounts. Why would something... The only time that your tap in the bathroom or kitchen trickles is when you have a faulty blockage. Is that not correct? The only time you have a trickle, if I can paraphrase the analogy here, which is that results are beginning to trickle in. Anytime your tap is trickling, it means that there is something wrong with the supply line. It's blocked. The same thing is happening in the zoo. Every avenue of goodness and decency is blocked. Why? Rigged results are not beginning to come in. People are dying. Results, rigged results. And then judges are waiting. You know, I don't know. Have you ever seen the migration of the wildebeest in the Serengeti plains of East Africa? You know, they have to cross river. And when they get to crossing the river, there are crocodiles waiting for them. Anyone that falls in the crocodile will kill, or some will drown. They will kill themselves. They will stampede. Crocodile will be there waiting. And you see floating wildebeest carcass everywhere. And they will start feeding. They will feed for months. I don't know if you've seen it on either on Eden or National Geographic. The crocodiles in the water are the judges. Those who are going to be appointed to election tribunal. They are the ones waiting. So because in the zoo, there are three phases of stupidity and criminality. Here in the zoo. Number one, political thugs, you kill yourselves. Number two, party stalwarts, they kill themselves. And INEC will rig election for whoever they gives them money. And then eventually, the judges are now waiting for the victims to come. Before you knock on the door of a judge, you will be butukutuku now. You bring money. Oh, judge, please, I'm from Umunede Ward 1. I won the election there as a electoral candidate. These are the rigged election. Judge, you say, but what did you bring? Come, okay, come. Nati Hojibia. You drop maybe 10 million. And then the judge will say, yes. Because of this, now I am going to accelerate the case. Then the judge goes to court. Inside the court, the opponent will come, who is maybe from PDP. With 100 million and give to the judge and say, make sure this thing goes. The judge will say yes. And then the other day, this one will go to the bank and borrow more money. Maybe 200 million. After that, the judge is a billionaire. The children are now schooling abroad. The judge is Owago Foundation, Olohun, Atashokoro in Abuja. Welcome to the zoo. Results are trickling in, they said. Results are trickling in as we speak because there is blockage in the system. Results should be announced at the same time all over the place, at least within an interval of maximum 3 hours. From the polls closing to results coming in. Or sometimes maybe 6 hours. But 4 days is still trickling in. This UG, black people, black in this UG. 4 days you can still not... Oh my goodness. In fact, Anduba has gone very far to tell INEC, don't declare any PDP candidate winner in Anambra. Don't declare any, he's even in PDP. He said, even myself, don't declare anybody the winner, please. Don't declare any PDP member the winner. You can declare for Abgam. Is this how human beings, when they're mad? Are you people human beings? Do you see why we call you monkeys and baboons? The utterances, what you even say, is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Election 2015 update. Thousands call for vote rerun in the zoo, especially River State. People, I told Jonathan yesterday, I don't know the advisors you have. You have very rubbish advisors, Jonathan. Sack all of them. After the Yoruba people, what do they know? Sack them. I saw the cowardly Yoruba man, Fanny Kayode, that works for Jonathan, saying yesterday, rather very shamefully, whoever wins, I told you Yorubas are cowards, whoever wins will be one, in the interest of Nigeria. We are all one Nigerians. We should be Nigerians. Up on you, Yoruba man. Look at Buhari camp. What they say is that it's either Buhari wins or everybody dies. Look at PDP. Jonathan surrounded himself with Yoruba men. Oh, we are one Nigeria. Whoever wins is the will of Allah. It's one Nigeria. We all are. Len, I told Jonathan, you are going to fail. You will fall. You will fail. No amount of reading can save you because you don't listen. or because you want to vacate and go to Namibia and enjoy the oil money you have in Namibia. You can. The reason why they allowed you to get away in 2011 is because they wanted to assuage you. They wanted to get South-South what they did with Gowon, they wanted to do with you. They got parts of Middle Belt to serve them forever and ever by allowing Gowon to go forth as the head of state of the zoo. They allowed you to win in 2011 so that they can permanently remove South-South from Southeast so that Biafra will not come. That's why, if you don't understand, let me tell you. Why did they not allow Ekweme to win? They said, Ekweme, you're an Igbo man, you're a Biafran. If we vote you now as the president, ask Atiku. Atiku Abubakar said it openly. We did not vote for Ekweme because we were afraid he would call for Biafra. Atiku, you can Google it and see it there. This is radio, but we don't talk rubbish. And now we Fajuna that will say one thing and do it. Go and Google it and you'll see it there. Why did you not vote for Ekweme in Jos Convention of 1999? Because we thought he would revive Biafra. So why did you allow Jonathan to win in 2011? Because we thought that Jonathan will make the coming of Biafra impossible. He's from South-South. He's from Niger Delta. That was their reasoning. That was their thinking. But I'm sure, having listened to Radio Biafra, Jonathan is now of the opinion and of the view that he is indeed a Biafran. But it's too late. Too little and too late. He surrounded himself with failures. Fanny Kayode, the cowardly Yoruba man. Owazulike, the thug and the local area boy that you have. Both of them failed him. Both failed. There is something called anticipation and judgment. Then you strike. If I told you people, if you go to vote, Buhari will win. Unanaha, you know you don't listen. Some people rather stupidly thought that by voting in a Kagbara, somehow Jonathan will win in Katsina. Are you drunk? Are you mad? They rigged census to say that they have more people than you are. It doesn't matter what you do. Buhari was going to win. Do you understand? Simple English, it doesn't matter. So the best way to ensure that Jonathan is there is not to vote at all, at all, at all. You don't understand the logic, do you? It's to bring in chaos so Jonathan can continue on interim basis as the head of a government of national unity. Don't you understand that? Now that the election is almost over, we can tell you the truth because you don't know it before. That was the only way to, because you cannot be voting in Ozakoli and you say to us that somebody in Bauchi voted for you. It's impossible. Because there, if they see PDP poster, they will finish. They are chasing their governors away. Alamajiri, Boko Haram, APC. Don't you understand that? If the whole of North South, the Northwest, North Central, and North East vote for Buhari and the Southwest, who are you? What anything you do here is immaterial, inconsequential. Because you people there's something called political permutation. You sit down and you reason, you think about, you open the world. Jonathan thinks that with money, if I give Obanikoro 1 billion, he will deliver his estate. You are talking rubbish. You don't know Yoruba. Fanny Kayode is now saying we are all one Nigerians, knowing fully well that Buhari must emerge the winner. This is a place where people don't reason very well. If you come here to conduct elections and saying it is free and fair, you are deluding yourself. You know you're lying to yourself. Elections here is by manipulation, by rigging. It's by rigging. If it is free and fair, the likes of UPP and ABGA will be winning. There are places where they said, if not ABGA, forget it. But you have 4 PDP people with 4 policemen and 6 army men terrorizing and killing people. Because Ochendo sent them. Now you understand what we're saying. I said in the end, all of you will come back to Radio Biafra, but maybe by then for some of you to be too late. Because here we tell you the truth. We tell you what is going to happen before. If you are running around saying Jonathan is going to win, you are not intelligent enough to understand the politics of the zoo. Jonathan was only allowed to win the same way they dashed it to Obasanjo for 8 years. Only allowed. Now that Obasanjo has realized where his future lay, he did not run back to India. Did Obasanjo not run back to Awasa people? He asked Jonathan to stand down, to give to Awasa man. Jonathan said no. Did Obasanjo not go back to Awasa Awosa gave him 8 years. Awosa was prepared to risk another 4 years. It doesn't matter. It's only 12 years. And they take their power back from all of you and rule forever and ever the way they've always done. You cannot see that far. You're always thinking about allocation. You cannot see beyond your nose. You people, some of you struggle to even make use of this little brain that you have. Jonathan could not have won anything. If you don't know, Jonathan, there was insurgency going on in Bauchi, in Yobe, in Adamawa, in Borno. That is good enough excuse to say to the international community, this election cannot continue. It cannot, because people are being killed and they cannot vote. Once you say that, the world will know that what you're saying is the truth. And you have every right to suspend elections and then call for government of national unity. You will remain the head of state. Buhari will say no. Then you'll be negotiating it with him. He can't do anything. You are the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Buhari cannot do anything to you. You will say, but can't you, you give the world instances of rigging and violence, and they will say, okay, you're justified. Because your duty and your primary job is to safeguard the lives and properties of the people that you call Nigerians, the monkeys and the baboons. Oh God, to be a statesman, oh my goodness. Allah be Afraga, mama, I'm telling you. Thousands call for rerun of the elections because there was widespread violence, widespread rigging and boycott in Biafra land. Very, very important. DSS, which is the State Directorate of Secret Service or whatever they call themselves, they have now stopped journalists from reporting on the results. I would have thought that it's journalists that will report the result. But the police and the state security, depending on the position they gave them more money, they are now barring journalists from going in. Welcome to the zoo. The Zoological Republic. Unbelievable. Gunmen have now stormed INEC Collation Center in Apapa. Everywhere there are gunmen. Where are these people telling us that the election was free and fair? Were you there when the gunmen came? Or you were in your Sheraton hotel room in a presidential suite at Sheraton? The gunmen came to Apapa and stormed it. Or were you in your presidential quarter? At a plush, swanky 5-star hotel somewhere in Victoria Island. Black people, they make me sick. Election and burden of judiciary. Election and burden of judiciary. Because the crocodiles are waiting. The beasts are coming in. Some of them will drown. Some will kill themselves. Even the judiciary can kill one or two, and they are waiting. And then the feast will begin with the election tribunal. That is when, if you're don't be a politician. Go and convince your people to be judges and just to sit and wait for election. That is when judges are very, very rich. Very, very fabulously wealthy. After that, you hear that Angureka is now studying in the USA. Egabatago. Judiciary, my foot. Nothing about the zoo is correct. INEC office burnt also in Benue State. Everywhere INEC offices are going up in flames. In Benue State, INEC office burnt down. The zoo state governor dresses up to escape 1.8 million charge in the UK. There is a Nigerian governor who dressed up like a Sisi Eko to escape from the UK. Dressed up like a woman to escape from the UK. Welcome to the zoo. Everybody is a thief, including a governor. Oh, no, now. Who doesn't know that? Given a chance, you will lie. Isn't it? If Ejega doesn't go, we would not. So all that running around and hiring of buses and 500 naira they gave to you people, you couldn't even keep your own words. If Ejega doesn't go, I'm telling you what Ifajuna said with his own mouth. Ifajuna said, if Ejega doesn't go, if Jega doesn't go, we will go. Did you go? Okay, go. You are running around mobilizing people for Jonathan. And Jonathan has fallen because he doesn't listen to common sense and to advice. If it is the impatience, Jonathan, I would encourage you. I even trust the woman. The impatience, Jonathan, is even stronger. She's even stronger than the husband. If it is patience, I will vote for her. Then patience, Jonathan. At least. In Biafra, that is. I don't participate in zoo politics. Very strong woman. She doesn't give a damn what you think about her. She goes on with her work. And I respect that. the husband is, if you're in Yorubaland, you as somebody, you dress like Kabiesi. You know that Kabiesi Yoruba cap that split in the middle. You go to Sokoto and you look like a rabbit with two things sticking out of your head because the tattoo ban on your head. You come to Southeast, you dress like Obi, and then you have your own traditional bowler hat that you people copy from white men. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? They brought out a picture. Someone, you've not seen it. Picture of Nigerian women voting. Up on their was with the cover their head and from head to toe. They said, picture of Nigerian women voting. Is that the picture of your mother in the village? Does your mother cover her head in the village? Your mother tie two-piece wrapper. Is it one flowing shimmy? But they are going around telling the whole world, Nigerian women. It is not Nigerian women, useless white people who write rubbish. It is not. There is nothing called Nigeria. Nothing. It's a British creation, and they are doing everything they can to hold it together. They think, I remember one of them telling me in 1997 that if we allow Nigeria to break up, then that means that the whole of Africa will break up and we don't have the resources to hold it. I'm telling you, I went to the American embassy in London and the CIA station chief responsible for Africa told me face to face. I'm not telling you what somebody told somebody that told somebody. Rubbish. We are face to face. I won't mention his name, but his name is Walter. And you know, I have his business card. He got complimentary card till today. The CIA station chief in London then. 1997, we went to him to say we want Biafra, help us. He said the British will have to have a say in it. And secondly, that Abacha could give his oil concessions to the French that wanted it. Face to face, I'm not telling you. When I say we discussed Biafra with Ojukwu, face to face, not somebody told somebody that told me. When I met CIA in London, it was face to face. You talk to me and I talk to you. I went with my friend called Ifan Yunebu, ask him and he will tell you. Because if I go with people around me. I don't go alone. I always go with somebody. The news in greater detail, we are continuing. 3 ad hoc staff is always the ad hoc. The resident commissioner always runs away, manages to escape. They always kill the ad hoc staff. 3 ad hoc staff of the ad hoc means NYAC. They won't tell his youth scoppers, you see. They will tell you, INEC ad hoc staff. Nobody will tell you that these ad hoc staff, they are actually youth scoppers. Do you see Otunne Shatwashi? There is so much lies here. I am getting frustrated. People see the truth and they want to follow lies and darkness. Before the election is, we are preparing our people, our youth service corps to go and work as ad hoc. Now they are being killed. You're calling them ad hoc staff. Ad hoc staff. Are they not youth coppers? Looking for 34,000 naira. Are they not youth coppers? I ask you. Mad, mad, insane people. Ondiara Nandiushi. Mad people. Mad, mad people. Unbelievable. We continue. 3 youth coppers of the independent, that's how the news should read. 3 youth coppers of the independent National Electoral Commission in Benue State were killed in the course of election duties in the state, according to the resident commissioner of INEC, Professor Istafanos Dafwang, that made it known to newsmen yesterday. At INEC headquarters in Makurdi. Professor Dafwang said also that they recorded, his commission in Benue recorded destruction of his materials at unnamed location in Guma, local government area of the state. He said among the dead was a female youth copper that also died on Saturday morning in an accident on Uju local government area while on her way to her post. Ad hoc staff. Youth copper dead. I told them you will die. If you get back, you got 34,000. You will die there. 5 are now dead in Benue. The ones that are telling you, not the ones you don't know. Dead. The polling stations ransacked. And the world is telling us the election was free and fair because of the meeting they had. Oh, let us drown out Radio Biafra. It's exposing Nigeria. It's not good now. Can't you see how they're exposing Nigeria? It's not good. Because you're monkeys and baboons. You need exposure in a cage. Youth coppers are dead. Why did they die? Because of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Now you understand that. Now you understand why Radio Biafra has to do what it's doing. To even save you from yourselves, because some of you, your brains no longer work properly. They are dead. And polling stations ransacked, according to the INEC resident commissioner. So why is it that EU observers cannot see all of this? African Union, ECOWAS observers. The man is telling you that polling stations were ransacked. Four people shot dead, youth coppers, shot dead, working for INEC. Yet you can't see it. I'm telling you what is being reported by other people, not us. The ones we are telling you now is about the results they have collected here. The 9% that went out to vote with other people amongst them voted for Jonathan, yes. South, South, South is Jonathan won, yes. Every other place, they said Jonathan failed. And as I told Jonathan, Yoruba will fail you. As I told Jonathan also, the Ifajuna of our time, Owasurike, will fail you. And they both failed. They didn't deliver. Go and get your money back from him. Even to find Radio Biafra, they couldn't find it. If you gave Owasurike money to destroy Radio Biafra, go and take your money back. He's no longer working. He's now giving us free advert. Now everybody knows who I am. And I love that. And more are listening to Radio Biafra as a result of it. And when they listen, they say, oh my God, I never knew what I was missing before. Every publicity is good publicity. I tell you that. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. We continue. A woman have now stabbed her husband to death over PDP APC presidential candidates. In Lagos State, they have now arrested a 26-year-old woman. She's even pregnant, possibly a graduate of a Nigerian university, Zoo University. 26-year-old pregnant woman who allegedly stabbed her husband to death during a quarrel over who would emerge winner between the PDP and APC presidential candidates while voting was ongoing at the weekend at Ejigbo area of Lagos. The incident, which threw the densely populated area into disarray, occurred at about 12 noon inside the couple's one-room apartment. They are living in one room. The person or the people that are squabbling for, they are living in palatial mansions. Not one. You know these people, these politicians you're voting for. They have one in New York, one in Los Angeles. When I went to Los Angeles, I saw some of them, their houses. They have in New York, in Los Angeles. They have in Long, in, no, they won't allow them, they're black people. They won't allow them to go to Long Island. They won't let them come in there. Or Martha's Vineyard, they won't let them come because they're black people. They don't allow black people to go there. Martha's Vineyard is for the richest of the rich in America. That's why they own their houses. If you're a black person, no matter how much money you've stolen, they won't allow you to come close. Maybe a rehobod. Very, very important. They have houses in Florida. In London, they have houses in Dubai, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. You are in one bedroom looking for kerosene to cook food for your husband, looking for candle at night, being chased about by mosquitoes. You are flitting the room. You are putting up mosquito coil. You are dying. And you are quarreling and squabbling over somebody with 11 private jets. It's either you're a monkey or you're a baboon. Choose one. The person that you have killed your husband because of, they have 11 aircrafts. 11. Oh God, black people. Do you see why I call them useless and foolish? Black, this UG. Some of you don't like it. Please, if you have a rope nearby, hold on. Because if you're foolish, I will tell you. When I came on the air the other day to praise about people for what they have done for Biafra, did you not hear me say that? Did you not hear me liken their heroism to that of our mothers in 1929? When I praise them, you didn't hear it. It's when I castigate that you hear. The same way we are praising Abba today for being at the forefront, at the vanguard of the boycott of the elections. about there was no voting. Forget about all the rigging that they are doing. As at yesterday, at all the primary schools, bring ballot box, let's be voting for somebody. The same thumbprint of the same person everywhere. Abba, we commend you. You have lived up to your name, Enyimba. Of course. Abba led the boycott of the elections. Go to Abba and ask how many people voted, and they will tell you. The nation, the zoo, Nigeria is not a nation. So I would say the contraption was in suspense yesterday as a result from Saturday's presidential election and National Assembly elections continue to trickle in. At press time, only Ekiti and Osun State had fully declared results of the elections. President Goodluck Jonathan, the presidential candidate of the PDP, won all 16 local government areas of Ekiti, but lost in Osun. Ekiti voted for Jonathan, but he lost in Osun. In the National Assembly results declared, the president of the Senate, Senator David Mack, was in pole position to become the only senator to have survived since 1999, having won all the five of the seven local government areas in his Benue South senatorial district. David Mack, the leader of Abandon. If people are thinking of who caused the tension between South-South and Southeast, Niger Delta and their Igbo cousins, is because of David Mack. David Mack, of course. Nnamdi Azikiwe gave that impetus. It was Nnamdi Azikiwe's sack of Eyo Ita, Dr. Eyo Ita, that led to Awolowo telling them that Igbo people are domineering. Eyo Ita was the head of government business at Enugu. Nnamdi Azikiwe was kicked out of Yoruba land. They betrayed him and he ran back and kicked out Eyo Ita. And Awolowo went to them and said, Igbo people cannot be trusted. They are domineering. They want to dominate. And that was the end of it. But contrasting with Hausa people, Hausa people allowed Go On to remain as the head of state. They could have used an Hausa man. They said, no, it's not good. Let's use a minority, a Christian minority. But they will do what we tell them to do. That was exactly what Go On did. Go On emerged as a mass murderer at the end of it and entrenched. Go On so much frightened the Igbo people that Igbo people will remain forever slaves to Hausa Fulani unless we do something about it, which is exactly what we are doing now. Tension as results trickle in. They are calling. This is what they are writing. Although INEC is saying, don't mention any results. Babangida Aliyu lost his Senate bid. He lost in all wards of Niger East local government, Niger East Senatorial District, to David Omaru of the APC. APC are sweeping the north. If Babangida Aliyu cannot even go to the Senate, then PDP is finished. Here you have little youths jumping and running. Oh, DCOG, political thuggery. That is why MASOP cannot do freedom fighting, but they can do thuggery very well. I mean, a thug. Because, you know, to do freedom fighting requires brain. You think, you strategize, and you execute. But to be a thug, or to be a thug is easy. Pick up the nearest stick and you're jumping up and down. But to be a freedom fighter requires you to use your brain, stealth, to capture one area after another. But to be a thug, that is why that for Wazirike and the idiots is leading. That is why life is like that for them. Thugs. Some of them are upset that they have lost people in this struggle. And other people are coming to try and get Biafra. Why not? Because you're a thug. That's why you died, because you're a thug. You don't know how to invest life very well. If you want to die, you die for something honorable. If we go to blow up Asorok and then you die, then you have died for your country. Not at Obusisi. Where you're mounting a flag. Such nonsense, rubbish. Is that freedom fighting? Unakwa flag for 15 years. After 15 years, you are now voting for People's Democratic Party of Nigeria. After putting up flag for 15 years. That means you have no shame. We continue. PDP chieftain in Anambra State, Chief Chris Oba, the people that he lost three men yesterday, not his own men, Igbo youths, yesterday at Ihiala, as we reported last night. He has now urged INEC not to declare any candidate of the party the winner in the state and national assembly election. The reason, he added, was The reason he adduced for this, all this type of stupid grammar they write here. The reason he adduced for this was the fact that we are still pending cases involving all PDP candidates in Anambra State at the Supreme and Federal High Courts. I've told you, the judges are waiting. Did I not tell you before? The judges are waiting for court cases so they can isipangureka abroad to go and study. According to Oba, INEC will be erring in law if any PDP candidate was declared winner without the determination of the pending cases. It's been recorded that Oba's faction of PDP had gone to the Supreme Court praying for an injunction to return INEC from issuing certificates of return to any candidate of PDP for the 2015 National Assembly election in Anambra State, pending the determination of the suit fixed for hearing on June 9. So you have to wait till June the 9th to declare a winner. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. He did not mention the three people that died yesterday. He did not mention that his bulletproof car was anything that saved him. They shot the car to pieces. And Yoba did not mention that three of his men died yesterday. Did he? The families of those men, I don't feel sorry for you. I told you. He didn't even mention you to say, I lament over the death of the three people with me yesterday that were shot dead. Did he do that? The answer is capital no, N-O. And here you are, jumping up and down, talking about election. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time here now is 7 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. 7 past 8 in the morning. We are bringing you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we are all going to get Biafra. Biafra, we each of one. It is for everybody. Every human being. If you're a genuine, hardcore, born Biafran, you must be part of what we are doing. If you are fathered by Awosa Fulani, then follow Ifajana. Keep on doing your Aburo work. And then, maybe after another 15 years, some of you become Alhaji and Hajia. Because after 15 years of mounting flag, you are only voting for PDP. After another 15 years of mounting of flag, you start to go to Mecca. We continue. Look at the organization some of you allowed your children to join. Some of you allowed your children to go and be following somebody who is worse than Ifajuna. Worse than Ifajuna. Have you ever seen a freedom fighter before campaigning for a political party? Where in the world? Please show me. Freedom fighter. Do you know what is a freedom fighter at home? No, we are about to show you what it means. Because you don't. We'll continue. I know there are no jobs anywhere. We can go and clean up our back. So you people don't know that if we succeed in cleaning up Aba, that anything you ask the international community to give you, they will give you. If we finish with Aba, we can develop our land without the zoo called Nigeria. They can take our oil. That is their business. We can still develop our land. Don't you know that? Are we crippled that we cannot do anything? Even Williams, Frank Williams, the head of Williams Motor Racing, he's a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. But he is running one of the most successful teams in Formula One. He doesn't move. He sits in his wheelchair. He can make things happen. Have you not seen Professor Stephen Hawking, the Oxford physicist, a scientist? Is he not in a wheelchair? Down with what syndrome is he suffering from? He's coming out with theories and with things that will boggle your mind in science. We can clean our back up. Once you do that, if you go to international foundations and ask them, please give us money to go to Izombe and clean, they will give you. And you do something with it. Our people don't, cannot go to Kilina Nukala. It's only if you're willing to understand the reason and to cooperate. That's all. After 15 years of flying a flag on high tension, instead of getting your freedom, what are you doing today? You are voting for PDP. Welcome to Igbo Man and Freedom Fighting. Let's continue. There was mild tension in parts of Imo State on Sunday as armed security personnel, including men of the DSS, Department of State Security, the police and the army, barred journalists from collation centers in the state. At the collation center in Owerri Municipal Council Secretariat, journalists were turned back from the gate by stern-looking security operatives who could not give reasons for the action. The anxious journalists who were at the center to get the results of the National Assembly and presidential election results were told to return home and wait until the elections were announced. Who's going to announce it then if not the journalists? To report it to the people. Without journalists, will you be able to hear news? The answer is no. So how do you intend to announce it without telling journalists to carry it? Welcome to the zoo. They are standing looking with their guns, you know, with the municipal headquarters. But when Boko Haram come, you're running. You have to run to Chad and Tunisia to come and help you fight. When it comes to ordinary journalists who came to find out you are, Nigerian army. Hey, this Yoji. No. Sorry. We continue. Gunmen storm INEC collection center in Apapa. Everywhere things are happening and they're telling you the election was free and fair. Four gunmen on Sunday night stormed the Independent National Electoral Commission collection center at United Christian Primary School, Apapa, in Lagos State. An eyewitness revealed that they came to the center around 9 p.m. Before the armed men could carry out any attack, soldiers stationed around the center quickly stepped in to face them. We don't know their exact mission. Maybe they have come to kill or just to cause confusion. For whatever reason, they have come with arms and ammunition. We are grateful that the soldiers sighted them in time and neutralized the attempt, the witness said, preferring to be anonymous. He, however, said that two of the armed men escaped. 25 rounds of ammunition were found on them. The results announcement scheduled for Sunday by INEC have now been postponed. So how did Buhari win over there as well? Welcome to the zoo. Lies and subterfuge. Aided and abetted by the British. The British that taught you how to lie. Before the British came, Biafrans never lied. Because before you were made an Ozo in those days, you bring out your tongue, they will make 7 incisions on your tongue with a razor blade. Do you know why they do that? Any day you tell a lie, you will die. Ask anybody. That is why they said, Eziokubundu. If you keep speaking the truth, you'll be alive. Any day you lie, you will die. If before you are made an Ozo, your tongue will come. They use his razor blade and mark it 7 times. It will bleed 7 times to always speak the truth. Any day you lie, you will die. Hence, Eziokubundu. I told you that we are learned. Waiting for this moment to come that we may educate our people and point them towards the right direction that will lead them to life, to righteousness, and then to Chukwu Abiyama. The knowledge of Chukwu Abiyama, I should say. Today, everybody is a liar in the village. Ndiokwase, liars and cheats. Despite some cases filed in court challenging aspects of the presidential election, the polls went ahead as rescheduled. That's what they will tell you, wouldn't they? A federal high court in Abuja, presided over by Justice Adeniyi Ademola, they have even started, had last Wednesday adjourned further hearing on the suit seeking to disqualify the presidential candidate of the APC, Major General Muhammadu Buhari, to April 22 and 23, paving the way for him to contest in the polls. Isn't that laughable? Buhari is not even qualified to run, but welcome to the zoo. People don't understand the implications of allowing somebody to run for a presidential office without, but I respect Buhari's tenacity, if not for one thing. He's been running since 2007, is that correct? Till date. The man is resilient. At least I give him credit for that. He knows what he's looking for, which is to bring Sharia to all of you, and he was going to do it. I respect his tenacity and his doggedness, his determination. I respect that. That is what you expect in people, to be tenacious and dogged. This man wants to bring you Sharia and Islam to the extent that he's prepared to keep running for presidency. He owes Allah. He wants Allah to be happy with him. He wants Allah to be so praised by Quran carrying Boko Haram minister apologies. He's still running. He is not qualified to run. But he ran. That tells you the type of zoo you're in. Not a country, because it's a contraption. Even according to Awolowo said it is a contraption. The Zoological Republic. We continue. The time now is 8:15 in the morning here in Biafra land. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct, please. And our lines will soon open. Aggrieved voters late on Sunday night set ablaze the Independent National Electoral Commission in Logologo area of Benue State. It's been gathered from a reliable source that the aggrieved locals in the area, which is the home of Governor Gabriel Soswam, raised the office at about 8 p.m. in protest of last Saturday's general election results purportedly released by the office. According to him, the action may not be unconnected with the said result that INEC released in the area, which actually did not go down well with the people who are claiming that the result was forged. Imagine what will happen if Jonathan is declared the winner. Every Igbo person will go down. They will so much slaughter you because they did the same thing in 1966. You foolishly went back there. They killed you again. You ran back and then we declared Biafra in 67. Because of the killing of our people. You've gone back there. If Atahiru Jega is, let him declare, let anybody mention Jonathan president of, you will see what will happen. There will be blood anyway. Why come after, even you're dying now. Talk less of when the results will be out. Boko Haram will then come out of, is it Bama or is it Sambisa Forest and start the proper beheading. You will know that indeed they are aligned with ISIS. Very, very critical, very, very important. We continue. The Zoo state governor, the state governor from the Zoo dresses up to escape 1.8 million pound charges in the UK. That's an old news, isn't it? It's very, very old. It's Alamasi Yegba, whatever. Okay, they said Depre Alamasi Yegba returned to his home village, a folk hero, after apparently escaping Europe in a dress and on a forged passport. Crowds cheered and waved. Yusuf Choshi, you'll be welcome back. That is our people. Black in this UG. Now you see why I call you baboons and monkeys. Ega Abuja's Hosbutoshi, a lot of village, and you'll be hailed. The conqueror, the lion of the village. Okay, a thief. Onyoshi. I don't know. I don't know why people cannot be honorable. I don't know. Why we cannot be honorable. I don't know what is wrong with us. I have no idea what could conceivably be. Why are we always predisposed to allowing evil to reign? Evil. As Gordon Hyden told me once when I was studying economics, he said it is called economy of affection. He was the same person that coined the word or the phrase rentier economy to describe the Zoo, where you depend on only one natural resource to be able to fund everything else. You only sell one product, in this case, crude oil, to fund everything from toothpick to rice and to indomie. You import everything else. He called it economy of affection. When your village gathers round to donate money for you to go to school in those days, when you come back, you're expected to feed your whole village. But one thing the village doesn't know is that your salary cannot support everybody. But because you need to meet up with expectations, you dabble into stealing in the office to satisfy your village. So if you come back, they'll give you a title of Ochiro's 1. When your duty is to make sure that the infrastructure exists to allow everybody to access education, and then to have access to employment, decent water, good roads. That is your job. Not to go and steal money and distribute in the village, because that money will never be enough. Do you understand? That is what white people do. Oyibo. Do you know what they do? They make life easy for everybody. So if you go for employment, you can find a job. It's not for you to go to David Cameron. He's our man. So that he can give you money. That's rubbish. He will tell you to go to the nearest job center and go and look for a work. You got your own again. It is his duty as the prime minister to make sure that the enabling environment is there for jobs to be created to absorb you. So you can start to contribute to the economy. Maybe that is too complex for the brain of black people to comprehend, is it? Is that too much? Do you know that we can build a railway line? Do you know that we can build a railway line from Obolafo all the way to Opobo? Do you know we can build a railway line all the way from Ebanke to Calabar? Do you know we'll crisscross the whole of Biafra land with rail, with canal? Do you know, people are talking about road. Our road is bad. We don't need road. I said train. So that you can, do you know you can leave your place at in Obolafo, you go to work in Port Harcourt. After work, you go back to Obolafo. Are you aware of that? Oh my. You can live on Soka to travel all the way to Nembe to go and work. After work, you still enter the train and go back to Nsukka and sleep the same day. And hear what of that? You people should cooperate. Come together, let us get Biafra and show black people what a country looks like. Because right now, black people in the whole world, they have no country. No, they don't. Let us make Biafra land, this very nation, the home of black people everywhere in the world. If they come here to seek asylum, we open the door for them. They can come in. We show humanity that we are not all monkeys. Not right now, we are monkeys and baboons. But we need to prove that we are not. With proof. Not by sentiment. Oh, please don't call me a monkey. You can call me a monkey if you like. It is my duty to prove to you that I'm not. And not by fighting or hoisting Biafran flag on top of the ceiling. By doing something tangible. One, we get our freedom. And secondly, we build this country. We build this nation, Biafra. All hands will be on deck. For 75 years, we'll build this morning, noon, and night. That our children can say what our fathers did. The same way they say in America, every day is our founding father. In every day in America is our founding father. In Britain is our king and our queens. They remember the sacrifice that those before them made for them. Let this very generation make this sacrifice that our children can look back and say, I am proud of my parents. Look at what they did. If I want to understand this, was it Kagan Hagote? Yes, John, we go Izumoto. Eno Hotel, Eno Mansion. No, it's not that. There is something far more greater when you're fighting for the freedom of your people. Something infinitely greater. It is the immortality that comes with it. Because there is no child born in America that will not know about George Washington. As you enter nursery school, George Washington from day one. And Adams and Young. They will remind you who wrote the Constitution, who did this, who did that. From nursery, from kindergarten. The same thing will happen to you. They will remember you forever and ever because you called down the kingdom of heaven down to this very earth. The same thing happens in Israel. Ben Gurion will be remembered. Golda Meir will be remembered. Ariel Sharon will be remembered. Everybody who fought gallantly. Ehud Barak will be remembered. The most decorated Israeli soldier. They remember them forever and ever because of what they did for their people. That is how you want to be known. Not how many hotels you built for your children. Not how many mansions you have. Not how many helicopters you have. What did you accomplish for your people? Don't we remember Mbakwe? Mbakwe is the only one we remember. And Dr. Michael Okpara. Those two. Dr. Michael Okpara and Sam Mbakwe are the only two people that served you diligently and gave you employment. Isn't it funny that we only remember Michael Okpara and Mbakwe? We know Akanu Ibiam did, but Akanu Ibiam was not in a position to create employment. Akanu Ibiam is also a very beautiful son of Biafra, without a doubt. So also is Mazen Bono Ojike, we know that for sure. And of course, His Excellency. But the two standout individuals are Dr. Michael Okpara, that ran an economy that was growing at the rate of 40% a year. Do you know who built Presidential Hotel Port Harcourt? Dr. Michael Okpara, in case you don't know. Oil mill that you're seeing today. He was the man that foresaw that palm oil was bigger than even crude oil. Oil mill. All the cement factory, everything you see as an industry, who built it? Dr. Michael Okpara built all the way from Enugu to Port Harcourt to Calabar, everywhere he built. How about Mbakwe in Imo State? Can anybody forget Mbakwe in Imo State? The answer is no, we cannot forget him. Mbakwe can never be forgotten. Mbakwe did not give anything to my family, not one naira. But you can see the lives he touched. Mbakwe's poster was not everywhere. Mbakwe is working. Mbakwe is the man. No, there was no poster. Any poster from Mbakwe, the answer is no. But you can tell that this man was working for his people. Everybody loved him. Everybody loved Mbakwe. Why? You can see the industries that he opened. People go to work and they get paid under Mbakwe. How can we forget such people? That is he a millionaire? A billionaire? The answer is no. That is how you will be remembered forever and ever. That is your job as a mortal. Is to create a legacy and immortality by the work that you do. O Wasurike, the effagin of our time is not by kidnapping. It's not by being a tout, a political thug, by intimidation. Our people were not born. You reason with them. People said, oh, why don't we force people not to vote? Why don't we scatter? I said, no. Biafran people will hate you if you do that. They have something that is stronger than going to destroy everything to make them not to vote. Appeal to their common sense and their reasoning. These people will listen. And indeed, you listened. And that is why you are special. And that is why this day we shall honor you, especially those in Aba, those in Owerri Inin, those that didn't come out to vote. All of you, we honor all of you. We continue this very morning to present our news headlines and accompanying summary. But in the interim, I'm not taking a break. What we're going to do is to open our lines to take as many calls from you as possible. We are live and we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra on the morning of the 30th of March 2015, with the time now standing at approximately 8:27 a.m. in the morning here in Biafra land, the same time in London, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you are domiciled, where you are working, your place of abode, or where you are presently in detention, because many of us are in detention and we need to bring them out. I am telling you now, there are our sons, not daughters, because the only girl that they imprisoned in China, she was raped to death by Chinese prison guards. She died there. Ask people, they will tell you. You don't know what is happening abroad, do you? We need to bring back our children from the prisons around the world. That is also our responsibility. That is our responsibility. We need to bring them back from all around this very planet. Very, very critical. Very, very important. Let's go to the phone line and see who is there. The caller on this very phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you raise your voice? Your voice is very low. Your voice is way too low.
Good morning. Am I talking to the director?
Yes, you are. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is the best day of my life for getting you online. Hello?
We can hear you. Please go ahead. Raise your voice. Your voice is too low. Move away from your radio and talk to us. Raise your voice. You're speaking to me like a woman. Speak like a man, please.
Yeah, director.
That's better.
I'm the man that sent this thing from this in WhatsApp telling you about your mission. I say the mission of our father, Ojukwu, is the mission of Moses, who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and pointed the promised land unto them. And then Joshua come and accomplish the work. When Joshua come, he met a lot of war. But because the Lord was with him, he was fighting so much that at a time, in order to disconfit all his enemies, he set the sun to stand still until all his enemies were disconfited. And so it is with you. You will meet it in that way, that success is your own. So I'm very happy for what you are doing for us. God in heaven, we thank you. We back you until all these nations see the success of renewing Biafra. In Jesus' name, amen.
You say, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ikenjika Abaru from Aba.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Nkemjika. Thank you very much. And in Kanyijikwanaka, we are holding on to Biafra. To hell with the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Every Nigerian is either a baboon or a monkey. You choose one depending on where you are. If you're from Mukhausa, you're a baboon because you're on top of the tree. And monkeys are somewhere else. I don't know how it works anyway. Who climbs highest? Is it monkey or baboon? But I know in terms of eating banana, monkey eats banana more than baboon. Is that not correct? It depends. Who drinks more crude oil than the other? That tells you the order or the sequence of events. Thank you very much for that. Nkemjika is a very beautiful name. I love that. One of my uncles bear that very name. Dem Nkemjika from Boko. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening. Humanity is listening. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Please turn it down. If you don't turn it down, I will be forced to disengage you. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Abuifan Chibu Ede. I'm calling from Enugu.
From Enugu, thank you. Ebony, yes. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
From Ugo, precisely. So I thank you very much for the good work that you have been doing all this time. The first day I hear your voice when you are in UK, I called you, but I couldn't get you. I called the other person that you give us this number. That is director in Nigeria here. From that day, he gave me the number of Enugu coordinator. So I joined the IPOB family here in Enugu. But director, I would like to know whether the coordinator here in Enugu is using another number, because I promised to give him the little that I have. But I'll be calling his name. I'm calling the line. The line is not going. I would like to know.
I couldn't possibly tell you, but what I can say is that we have an inquiry line. You should call the inquiry line and they will tell you how you can help if you want to be of help or assistance to what we are doing. If you call the inquiry line, they will be able to tell you. That inquiry line remains this morning, not just for you, but for other people seeking for ways to try and help. That inquiry line is 090-907-765-89. When you call that line, you say, I have help to offer. Then you tell them the type of help you want to give to us, if you want to give us a generator, anything you want to do. And then we will take it on. We will tell you exactly what to do. The number once again is 090-907-765-89. Call that number if you are looking for your coordinator. You have any advice, any help to offer, call that number. And we will direct you accordingly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Because without your help, there will be no CHK Net 7.6. Without your help, Radio Biafra will not be on satellite. Very expensive stuff, I must tell you. Without your help, we will not be online. That you can just go in and say, Radio Biafra, you go to TuneIn and you're listening to us. I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if you can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear my voice? Then you go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello? My name is Blessing. Yes. Hello? I'm calling from Senegal. My name is Obaboro.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm from Urobo land.
From Urobo?
Africa.
Abraka, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm a robo.
Yes, thank Abraka. You. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I came to Senegal last 2 months. Then my friend introduced me to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
My brother, I want to tell you that what you are saying in this radio is 1,000,000% truth. And any government in the world or any government in the zoo called Nigeria that is trying to distract this station, I pity for Nigeria, because what they have been doing, using their cows, using the Fulanis, maltreating people in the farm, in the bush. Anywhere, both in the river, not only in the eastern part, but in the Urobo land, these people have been raping our sisters, raping our mothers, killing people in the bush for many years.
That is
driving
terrible.
People up
terrible,
and down.
Terrible, terrible,
and
terrible.
Second, And secondly, what I want to say is that please, director, today being Monday, and tomorrow Tuesday, let's start tweeting. If you can tweet about this election, I will be very grateful. Let's tweet to the whole world about what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria about this election. Let me tweet that there's no election in Delta State. Even I called my mother last night. They said in unit in Ward 20, nothing like election there.
No
election. That's no election. Those people, this INEC, all of them are criminal. They are criminal. They are just using the poor women, the poor men. Do you know? They give my mother 20,000 naira to go and vote. 2,000 naira to go and vote.
My goodness.
I'm telling Obama, when Obama was contesting, how many people did he give money in the USA to vote for him? I'm telling David Cameron, how many people did he give money in the UK to vote for him? All the leaders in the world, how much are they giving to the masses in the country to vote for them? Is it money? How can you use money to buy election, to buy masses to vote for you? Where in the world, except in the Nigeria, in fact, you are calling them a zoo. A zoo is better. Zoo is better than Nigeria. Eh? What is all this? What are they calling them? Those people that are saying that the Labour Party are lying. When Wazirike come to say what his name and his member? Why can't they tell the truth?
They can't now. Mass up. They can't tell the truth because they are liars and thieves. They can't.
You are saying the truth. Then you are using darkness to cover it. What would that benefit you? Nigeria. Good luck. What would life benefit you? What would that benefit you? You are seeing people, they bring out their money with that word wholeheartedly, making that people see the light. Then you are trying to block it. Will God make you a leader?
Of course not.
Eh?
Of course not.
My brother, please. I thank God for your life. There's no woman, there's no man born of a woman that will distract you. God is with you.
You say.
My name is Ogaga Omokene from Uroboland, Abraka. Presently living in Uroka. There's nobody that can. In fact, my woman told me that they are listening to Radio Brafa on FM on phone.
That's very good. That is very good. That is very
good. Everybody is listening. Who said that they are not listening? They are lying. Everybody are listening. They are seeing what that is why they did not vote.
Oh, so Urobo did not vote because of Radio Biafra. Are you saying your mom did not vote because she listens to Radio Biafra?
No. For only 2 days, when I call my woman, I told her that tell everybody to tune their telephone to Radio Biafra, CHK. Immediately, people immediately. My woman is from Cameroon, but the name was she's bearing is Ndiko, meaning man.
Oh, your mom is from Cameroon, but hold on 1 second. Your mom is from Cameroon, but her surname is Ndikum. Is that correct?
Yes. She told me that after the war, that they run to Cameroon, and nobody find them. Nobody find them. You
my
see,
goodness.
After the war, during the war, that's when they went to Cameroon. Our name is Indico. Indico.
My goodness.
From Cameroon. From Limbe,
in Cameroon. There are Igbo people there in Limbe, in Cameroon. Biafra, yes. She is now married to an Urobo man that gave birth to you, and you recognize where you come from. I am very grateful for your call. Very, very grateful. Very, very grateful. Extremely grateful. You can hear it now from the horse's mouth. Even Urobo people did not vote because they were listening to Radio Biafra. Have you heard it now? Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does. Because why did they not vote is because they know here. They understand it here on this very platform. Ishekiri, Isoko, Urobo, Izon, I wouldn't call them Ijo anymore. It's Izon, that is their name. And also Efik, I wouldn't call them Efik. It's Ekoi. I'll call them Ekoi, which is their proper name. Ekoi people, Ibibio people, Idoma, Igala. Igala nation was given birth to by the first daughter of Nri. Very, very important you understand that. So they are part of us. Ebanke or Ibuakere. We are all one people. Where you have the influence of Benin, we are a type of people that we don't drive away strangers or visitors to our land. That is our name, Biafra, which means come and join. We never ever drive people away. So people, we are allowed to bring in whatever thing, whatever Arosi or Chihanefe to come and join us. But we are one people. One people. Izon, Ekoi, Ibibio. I don't want to confuse anybody, please. I will say Ejo, Ibibio, Efik, Idoma, Egala, Urobo, Ishekiri, Ebanke, and in fact, if Oron people want to be recognized as separate, Oron as well. And if Ogoni wants to be known, Ogoni as well. These are Igbo people, of course. Ogoni, Igbo can have. Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that? That we are all one people. The reason why we are divided into South, South, North, South, North, South, South, East, South, all this rubbish is because they want our oil. By dividing us into South, South, and Southeast, the crack that is, because before to break something, there has to be a crack in it. You crack it open. That means you've broken it. That crack that exists between South, South, and the South, East, Niger Delta, and the Igbo land is where our enemies are coming in, taking our oil and going away. And for them to keep doing that, they need to keep that crack open. That division must be there to allow water to come take our oil and go. The crack must exist. They even widen it to bring in bigger ships. So bring in a bigger ship, they need to widen the crack even more so they can bring in big ships to be taking the oil. How do you stop them from doing that? Is by coming together as one family, as one. You come together as one family. The enemy can no longer penetrate. Even the oldest armies in the world, that is how they fight with their phalanx and their shield when they lock it into one. Go and study the history of the Spartan War. When they lock their shield into one, you cannot penetrate. Somebody can die and they can be fighting within a formation for days. The only time they will know that somebody is dead is when they finish the battle. That is what our people need to understand. I have said this to Jonathan, he doesn't want to understand. If Southeast and South-South comes together and lock in as one, if we lock in as one body, nobody can penetrate here. Nobody can. And I remind them of what the former River State governor told me. Face to face, not the hearsay. It is better when 10 people share 100 naira than 1,000 people. No matter how bad things are, Biafra will always be better than the zoo. Because we can use the money coming from the oil to fund education. Everybody take care of yourselves. There is oil everywhere in Biafra land. From Ekoi, from Efik land, all the way to Ebanke, everywhere is oil. So there is no problem. But if you allow the enemy to come and divide you, South, South, Southeast, Niger Delta, Igbo, Igbo Delta, Delta Igbo, all this nonsense, they will keep milking us dry and will not be developed. That is the key. That is the key we discovered. We are one people. Once we come together and we lock in, nobody can come in here. When an Awasa man is telling you, oh, Igbo man is your problem, tell the Awasa man, but Igbo man did not bomb Bodi. Igbo man did not send troops, as Timaya sang in his song, to come to worry and kill people. When they say Igbo man is your problem, you will tell them, but to the best. Let me ask people anyway. Can you tell me one person that an Igbo man killed anywhere in the South South, please? Anywhere in the South South. The answer is zero. So that should tell you all you need to. Thank you very much, my dear brother. They say, how about minorities? It's because the lines are congested. Our people keep calling all the time, but they cannot get through because the lines are. Now, this morning, one got through from Urobo. The mother is a Cameroonian. What's the surname? Ndikom. My goodness me. Those in Cape Verde, we've not brought them back. Those in Gabon, Ohanaeze and Izugari, they cannot do anything meaningful. How many times has Ohanaeze risen up to say, we want to go to Gabon to go and look for our children? Have they been to Cape Verde to say, where are our children? Have they been to Ivory Coast to even say to the Ivory Coast government, thank you very much for harboring our children. Now let's go home. Because that time, exactly what happened to biblical Israel is happening to us. As soon as Biafra comes, you will see them flying in from everywhere in the world to come back to this very holy land that Chukwu Abiyama made. This very holy land that Chukwu Abiyama made. This is Radio Biafra. You can no longer doubt us. Urobo is with us. They didn't even vote. That they listened to Radio Biafra for only 2 days, they did not vote. Only 2 days. Imagine what will happen when we broadcast for 6 months. Church Abasanu now. Don't you know that? And why do you think they are paying Owasurike to stop us? I told you Owasurike was sent by Satan. Satan knew what was going to come. But Satan had to go before to put up every roadblock, every obstacle, raise Abro, raising the ocean and the armor, killers and kidnappers to stop this work of God from coming. And as we are marching, they'll be throwing everything our way to stop us. If you stop and tell them, okay, you go and get Biafra, and they can't get it. They will tell you no. Anybody telling me that a day will come when Awasa Fulani, that Masop will be doing what Awasa is asking them to do, I won't believe it. A freedom fighting outfit campaigning for a political party. Disgrace to freedom fighting. I will forgive some of you, but I will never forgive Owasurike. Never ever. He must be eaten by vultures. That is something that is specific, and they understand that as well. If I am arrested or killed, one thing is certain. If Owasurike is involved or not, you find him and you kill him within 48 hours. We know where he is. If I'm arrested, I did not say if I'm arrested or killed, Owasurike should be hunted down within 48 hours. Every Masop member inside should be killed. I want this place to be flowing with blood. Should I be arrested or killed? You must understand that very well. You will hunt every Masop member. Should anyone you see, you kill the person immediately. If you don't hear from me for 2 days, you know something has happened to me. You will kill all of them. That is my command to the army of Biafra. Every Masop member who boya, you kill the person there and then. So in their next life, they will not play with the truth. They think, I am a hankete, because we don't want the world to say, oh, look at them, they're killing themselves. Is that how they're going to get the Biafra? That is what Owasurike wants us to do, to go after them. So they will say, oh, can't you see, look at them. Awasa will then go to white man and tell them, oh, can't you look at them. You want to give them Biafra. They will be killing themselves. So that is why we are leaving this ranting idiot to continue doing what he's doing. He doesn't want to respect himself. He doesn't want it. And now, you people, some of you are keeping quiet. Mbosukwalechi, don't come and say to me, oh, go and tell this idiot. He goes to the Noshi, let him go and be running his hotels and leave freedom fighting alone. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And thank you very much, my dear brother from Senegal. Go and join the family meeting there. Urobo Ishekiri, Isoko, we are all one people. One people, please. It's very, very important we understand that. Very important. The caller again on the line. I don't know if they can hear me very well. If they cannot, our universal line is also open. Okay. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you are.
This is Chike Zeman, who is calling.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Actually, we're all with you. I thank you for everything. And first of all, please, I thank God in heaven for everything. More grease to your elbows. Keep on moving.
Of course.
We are not ignorant of what you are saying. Let me speak English as you earlier told us, so that the world we understood what we are saying. What I'm putting in again is this. They said that world observers came. Where are they? When they end up at Abuja, they even bribe them more. They use our money also to bribe them more. And they will come and say, hey, British, America and the world at large. In fact, electioneering in Nigeria in the zoo is free and fair, except a little hitch, which was settled within 1 hour, and everything goes up again. They never understood and hear and know all the mayhem, killings in all the angles of Biafran land, and the world, even the zoo at large. They only give fetish news. They never give original news happening in this country. If I may ask in a very understanding and respectable voice, Barack Obama, how many INA copies or I don't know what you call your own in America, how many INA copies were burned down in America during your electioneering days? Obama, again, with due respect, as a black man you are, how many people were killed in the day you were elected into office? Obama, again, how many politicians contesting with you that were killed in the day you were elected into office, Obama? Then I go to David Cameron. David Cameron, does it mean that you people being America, sir, with due respect, I respect you because you are a man and authority. But I want to ask you, David Cameron, if Nigeria can give Nigeria the opportunity to come and steal your oil, if you have any, for more than 16 years, and you kept silent. Not even stealing the oil, you kept silent. You people are still killing us, giving them power to kill with Biafrans because of our natural God-given gift. Our natural God-given gift. This is a gift given to us to develop our land. Now, BBC, CNN, Al Jazeera, you are there now to report rubbish. When this country is decaying, you are there praising the country because of your interest. When the zoo is decaying, you are there praising the zoo with a mild voice that everything is moving well in Nigeria, the zoo. Why you are there in the other hand, stealing our oil, allowing us to be killed? Let me come in. This human rights we are talking about, is it only for Britain and America? Obama, I'm asking you, and David Cameron, I'm asking you, is human rights only restricted to the Americans and the British? I'm even calling to Netanyahu, if I mistakenly, if I don't get the pronunciation very well, sir, please do forgive me. Don't you know, President Netanyahu of Israel, don't you know we are your brothers? How do you allow us to be suffering and dying in the anguish of heart? President, Prime Minister Netanyahu, don't you know we are your brothers? You see us, they kept us in a total darkness. I want to prove to the world again that We are not black monkeys. Any African country that accepted they are black monkeys, okay for them. But we, Biafrans, we are not black monkeys. We are even more than you people, white monkeys. As you call us black monkey, you are white monkey. And we are even more experienced, more wisdom inclined, more in scientists, and more than you people, white monkeys. We are not black monkeys. Biafrans are the children of Chukwu Abia, children of divine God on this earth. Does this mean that we are not human beings again? If heaven did not protect us, your plan is to wipe us away. But God says no. Another one again, Obama, President Obama, an African man in the seat of America. David Cameron. Human rights is restricted to only Biafrans. So Americans and the British and other world power, Canada, Europeans are the people who are there to reap or to be blessed with human rights. Don't we have rights to human as the people living in this particular planet Earth? Tomorrow he said we are United Nations. You see other people dying. You are there, creatures coming into Biafran land, stealing our oil, and you want us not even to breathe at all. Gabriel Cameron, rise! Obama, rise to our rescue. We are not monkeys. After all, in America, in a very good strategic offices, how can I explain it? Even in your science, in your armory, in what makes America to stand up and be America. One or two Biafrans must be there. Likewise in Britain. Obama, you are trying to divide Israel again. For what? Obama, have you ever read the scripture and know what Israel is all about? Obama and the men and the Britain. Look, I'm trying to let you people know. You are causing trouble in many African countries. You are now fighting jihad. You are fighting Boko Haram. You are fighting ISIS. You are fighting the one that is an authority leader is operating before you came in. Look at the war you are creating all over the world. Obama, let me tell you, and then you turn around. Remember that China is nowhere to be found many years ago. But today, America, you are going to China to borrow money. Remember God, we still bring Biafra up, that we want them to come to Biafra land to borrow money. By then, you will know that there is Chukwu Abia in heaven. Your powers are now reducing small. All Arabic world, Islamic world, they are ranging on you. There will be a time, you know, you are just chewing more than what you cannot swallow. A time will come, your mouth will burst, and you will pay for all the maltreatment. Your ears were blocked in the cries of the Biafrans. Don't we have our right to live alone as indigenous people of Biafra? Look at what is happening in Nigeria, the zoo. And here they are announcing free and fair election. How many souls were killed? They become only then you become the Prime Minister of Britain. Obama, the same thing. Leave us alone to manage ourselves. We have been slow for years. We are scattered in the whole world. We want to come back to our land. You people are the order of whatever the Biafrans are committing because you are starving Biafrans with our own natural resources. Obama, don't drop your ears in the cry of the Biafrans. Cameron, don't drop your ears in the cry of the Biafrans. Netanyahu, don't block your ears to the cry of your brothers. We are the same people. Don't block your ears. World powers, do not block your ears in our cry. We need our freedom. We need our freedom. We need to be alone to govern ourselves. We will make it. even we be an example to other African countries. Thank you, my dear director. And may God still protect you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. And well spoken. Well spoken. Some idiots who are remoting Owazulike and his mashup want us to cause trouble here, so they can tell the world, can't you see they can't govern themselves? That is why we are folding our hands and merely observing them in their madness and stupidity. We have always won every battle. We pick our battleground so that we win. We have won. Always we win. Eventually, IPOB wins. Eventually. They must understand that. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for the call. We have come to serve our country. We are here to serve our nation. We are here to do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. There were people yesterday that tried to mobilize without command. I don't like that. In Aba, you don't get together and mobilize. We don't do things the way Masop does it. We do things, we rationalize and then we strike. You don't just wake up because you're upset about what you heard on radio, Biafra to go and attack our WhatsApp people in Aba. We got that report very early this morning and I'm not happy with it. I am not happy with it. We are not uncultured, rude people. We are civilized. You must understand this, please. If you're in Aba and you're upset, when the time comes, we march. We don't march prematurely, please. Let that not repeat itself. I don't want a repeat of it again. Yesterday, you got together, you wanted to march against our WhatsApp people. Don't do that. The time is not right, please. When the time comes, then you will know. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you
good
are.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Chidoke Wadem. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you.
From Obilinjofo in Yoru local government.
Thank you. Go ahead.
In Aba, you see what the military man they are doing, Keke people. This one arrested one Keke man. They beat hell out of him. They put the Keke, send it inside the military there. Up to now, they still beat that man.
What did the man do? What did the man do?
He didn't do anything. And then Guado that Ohanko. Up to now, they hold the man, they hold the Keke. Since 8 o'clock, they still beat that man. They didn't do anything. Those military men. Up to now. So, please, you can be supposed to. If you want to let us die for one day, they don't kill us from this place. Those military men, those are some people. Let God help us. We have already died. Those are some people. Now they show up. Others don't know. They didn't know what they are doing, but now their eyes they have already opened. They see the man, they are continuing to beat the man. Please let God help us, they never announced the result, but if you see the thing where they are doing us now, please let God help us.
Yes, we are going to help ourselves at the right time. Thank you very much for your report. And I hope that the so-called international observers, that they're observing what is happening. This is the intimidation we are living with. This is the lie type of people called, I don't know. This level of shame and humiliation is unacceptable. Unacceptable. I don't know why things are the way they are. I am not happy about it. The way they come here, they intimidate us, they harass us, they make the, I can't understand. Honestly speaking, I can't understand. I don't understand it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct and our lines are open. In case you don't have it, somebody said to me yesterday, please repeatedly announce the number, and that's what I'm going to do now. Our main studio line is 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. We have another one as well, 090-215-07326. Let's go to that same line now to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, your name and where you're calling from, please.
I am Miss Chioma Xavier from Enugu State. Abani Road, precisely.
Abani Road. Chioma, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I first of all want to use this opportunity to thank you and all the indigenous people of Biafra who have taken it upon themselves to ensure that our quest for freedom goes hate-free. I thank those who support this fight, both financially, through actions and words of encouragement. I pray that the blessings of heaven soften our path as we swim towards freedom amidst obstacles, betrayals, and many a discouraging effort to uproot the very footstool of our existence.
Yes, sir.
Director, you mentioned our enslavement and how some of us willingly enslave themselves, and I dare say you are right. These politicians campaigned the Abani Road with 3 cups of rice. And people thrown out of their homes and trampled over each other to get these cups of rice.
Okay.
Thereby highlighting the amount of poverty and wretchedness that has enveloped their friends under the tyrannical government of these politicians. Director, 2 boys fought in my street this morning over whose turn it was to drive the APC Jeep given to them for awareness creation during campaign.
Oh God.
What a shame.
Oh God.
This Jeep is a Jeep that is to be returned after election. It doesn't even belong to them. Someone tried to advise you about usage of words last night. I wish to say that a hungry man is an angry man. Would you pleaded incessantly with our people in the northern parts to return home and develop our homeland, but they paid best years. On behalf of all the Umada Ndi Biafra, I kindly implore you to please branch your voice in the said use of derogatory words. If only it will wake our people and spur them into coming together to achieve this patriotic quest of ours. Finally, I'm a third-year law student in Enugu who loves writing and who loves to serve my fatherland, Biafra, by helping him writing articles for publication, if you consider me qualified enough. Thank you, Director, and keep it up, please.
Thank you very much. And from the way you have spoken, your sense of duty and patriotism, I believe that you are qualified enough and you will write for your country. And that country is Biafra and not the Zoological Republic. We want to wake up the spirit of those who are long gone. We want to educate and inform our people not to feel sorry for themselves. That is why we use the words that we use, to make you strong. Because more is coming. Do you know what they're going to do to you once they realize that this match is unstoppable? They will bring every arsenal they have against you. But by then, we would have toughened you up. Remember, there was a time when people go out and when they debate with Yoruba, they come back to us and are crying, we lost the debate. We were debating Biafra. They couldn't. But now, when you walk into a room or a gathering or audience and begin to preach this gospel of redemption, darkness, just they get up and they run away. They can't debate you anymore, because we spent time preparing the minds of our people, grooming them to understand that this is a divine mission. This is not a mission of man. Nobody can come out and say, I want to do this. Chukwu Abiama will have to tell you if you can do it or not, because Biafra doesn't belong to you. Biafra belongs to the throne of heaven. That is why this place is the center of the whole world. It is not up to you to decide. It's Chukwu Abiama. Just kuwakagoto, be of good conduct and character. That is all it takes. Be honest and truthful. Remain incorruptible. Be whiter than white and whiter than snow. See something and believe in it no matter what. And Chukwu Abiama will love thee. Simple as that. Thank you very much, my dear sister, for calling. Of course, you will be contacted by the appropriate authorities, and we need journalists in the mine here, like our sister. I heard about 8 of them last night. And somebody wrote and said, we should be, I said, I'm never careful. If you're a liar, that is entirely up to you. I don't lie. So I take people at face value. It's as simple as that. Chukwu Abiyama won't allow idiots to come our way. It is impossible. Everybody, from Uche Mefo, Barista Mamezu, Uche Nasiebu, Chukwu Emeka, Irania, everybody who is part of what we are doing, everybody, I hasten to add, hardcore. If you come on Radio Biafra IPOB, you will hear the names of people, the head of the Directorate of State, everybody singing and dancing the same tune all the time. When it comes to Masawa, only Wazirike, you know, Ifajina, Onyoshi. I don't know if he's starting a new foundation to build another 50-bed hotel. If you're a freedom fighter, you have nothing to do with earthly money, wealth, as long as you can feed properly. Let me tell you one golden rule about freedom fighting, if you don't know. If you are a freedom fighter, you never have savings. Any day you have savings, the whole thing you're doing collapses. Do you want to try it and see? If you are a freedom fighter, you don't have savings. You don't save anything for yourself or your family. Any day you do it, that means you're putting the welfare of your family over and above the welfare of millions of people. That means you're not genuine. It comes in and it goes to run this very effort. As it's coming in, it's going. Ask those that work for us here, they will tell you. There are some things spiritual about freedom fighting. Spiritual about it. Especially for Biafra. Your mindset, your essence, and your being has to align impeccably. The alignment has to be perfect with the will of heaven. You can't afford to make mistakes. Chukwu Abiyama will not want to come to a place where people are not cultured or well-behaved or civilized. It's impossible. Or truthful. Without truth, you're doing nothing. They have nothing to say about us anymore. They ate the money of the transmitter. Transmitter came, they went underground. We said we will stop elections here. I didn't even know that all the way in Urobo, they didn't vote as well. They did not vote. Why? Because they listened and we said don't vote. They didn't vote. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done it. And those that made promises to us, some have kept it, some haven't. But at least Jake, I want him, he has kept everything even more. Even more. And our dear brother from Hong Kong. People come to us, and also our dear brother from Amsterdam. They understand the meaning and the essence of what we are doing. And they are supporting us. And they will keep supporting us. Because we have never failed. We have not failed. Please tell me, please. If you know, we are live on air. You have our number. I'll give it to you again. If we are lying, call and tell the whole world. I will not, you know me, I don't cut anybody off. The number is, once again, call and tell us. Is there anything we have said we have not done? 081-738-13596. Formidable. Exceptionally formidable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
I am Precious Nnamdi Azuka, and I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I appreciate the work you are doing in the radio, therefore.
Thank you.
Director, I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will never let you down.
You see?
Director, I heard what we were saying last night about the people who would volunteer as journalists.
Yes.
Sir, I am not a graduate, but I believe that my potential will enable me to do the work of journalism. I don't have any idea. I don't have any thing as far as regards to, you know, going to school, but I believe I can do the work of journalism very properly.
And what is your name again?
Precious Nnemeka Ezaka. I am equal for Ebonyi State.
Your name is Nnemeka. That is your name. Now, listen very carefully. I don't care if you have never seen ABCD before, as long as you can do the job. Uche Mefo is not an engineer, a sound engineer, but he managed to build Radio Biafra. I am not a broadcaster, but today we are presenting and anchoring this broadcast and the whole world is listening. I don't care if you're a graduate or not. I don't give a damn if you're a panwine tapper. As long as you can do the job, you'll be given the tools to do it. You will be given every encouragement and every praise should you excel in it. Here, we don't care about certificates. We care about what you can do, not certificate.
Okay,
so somebody will contact you as well. Thank you very much. I have your number. You will be contacted to serve and work for your country. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
I am waiting to hear from you.
Of course you will.
I am very, very eager to do the work.
Thank you very much. You will be contacted. Don't worry about that. You will be contacted. Don't worry about that.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Again, another problem I'm facing here is that they have kept asking me what are structures. What structures do we have we put in place? You become confused. What structures we have put in place? We are IPOB. We have a functioning embassy in Victoria in Spain that the Zoo government tried to shut down by writing to the Basque authorities who told them to go to hell. We are in Victoria, our world headquarters at our embassy in Victoria. We have the Directorate of State headed by Uchenna Siebu. We have our coordinator of all coordinators, Engineer Clifford Iranya, based in Houston, Texas in the USA. We have families all over the world in 88 countries. If you go to a country, you have a national coordinator and then you have zonal coordinators serving under that very national coordinator. Everywhere we have family meetings. What other structures are you talking about? You mean like a prime minister in waiting? No. Azaza Chala Zawute. You understand? We get Biafra and Biafran people will decide who will lead them. But in terms of guidance, in terms of an interim guidance, we have that in place. It is called the Directorate of State. Everything is there. We have continental representatives as well there. The Directorate of State runs the IPOB all over the world on a day-to-day basis. I don't. I lead it, yes, but in terms of day-to-day decision-making and running it, that rests with the head, Mazu Chenna Siebu, and also the COC, Engineer Ranya. They run it on a day, not even Uche Mefo. They run it on a day-to-day, not even Barrister Mamizu. Mazu Siebu and Engineer Ranya run IPOB on a day-to-day basis all over the world. Myself and my deputy Uche Mefo and my co-host, Barrister Mamizu, we run this very program. That is our structure. And nobody can fault it. Faultless. Because before we plan something, we think about it very long and hard. And very soon, those structures are now being replicated here. You've heard about Anambra before and zones. The same thing here. We are replicating the same thing at home. We are coming in from outside in to overwhelm the darkness here with enough light from outside. That is our structure, in case you're asking. I have my office, the office of the director, and of course we have the Directorate of State run by Mazi Asiebu. It's as simple as that. That's how it is structured. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they're no longer there. They are not there anymore. They are not there. Let's go back to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Raise your voice, please. Your name and where you are. No, the line, you wait to hear your voice, and if you can't, then you drop the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello? Caller on the phone, can you hear me?
when you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down or move away from it. But of course, somebody told me a few days ago that people are listening and trying at the same time. When they say hello, there could be a voice at the background immediately so that you talk to them. Of course, I agree. And I do apologize to the last person. I remember what they told me, because when people give me sound advice, I take it. We are where we are today, not through anything special that we have done. Everything we are doing today is people telling us live on air, do this, we do. Do this, we do. That's why we are here today, including CHK. People say, do this, and we are doing it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are. Are they not hearing the voice or what? Are they not hearing what I'm saying? Are they not hearing? Oh, are these... Are WhatsApp people calling us? I don't know. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, turn your system down. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
Yes, please.
My goodness me. My goodness me. Maybe we should focus or concentrate on taking calls only from abroad for a while. I don't like people who don't listen to simple instructions. Of what need is it you calling? The world is listening. And we are listening to your radio at the same time. Well, does that make any sense to anybody? Call and say whatever you want to say. Even if it is not flattering, we don't care. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Richard Maba.
Maba, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Richard Amachog.
Richard, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I'm very, very happy to speak to you today, this morning.
Yes.
Thank
you. Go ahead.
Both morning and night, I bring that time to listen to Radio Biafra. Since when I started listening to Radio Biafra, I found it difficult to tune other radio channel or TV channel here in Nigeria. So I'm very, very happy. May the Chukwu Abia, my God of Sabbath, bless you and protect you forever and ever.
You see?
May he protect you and your wife and your son. May blessing make you invisible to all the eyes of your enemies.
You see?
We have found out that they are the Joshua of our time. Everybody here has found out. Though there are some fools here, when you are telling them to listen to Radio Biafra, they find it difficult. Living there, always want to fight me here, you know, but every day, when I tell them that listen to where you will hear the truth. Even yesterday, they always fight me, say, we can't get it. They will beat me. All the time, when I'm preaching to them to listen to Radio, even in the market shopping center, many idiots refuse to listen. They believe in Nigeria. But we find out that we are the Joshua of our time. Here in Abba, you know we have morale here in Abba. And with this vote, we listen to your voice just within a short time, and we listen to you, we refuse to vote. With this, you will know that Abba will never fall. Abba will stand, and the Biafra will stand, because we are serving the true God, the God of Sabbath. The good God will be with you all the time, even your son, your family. Nobody will be with you. Nobody will be against you. We will defeat them all the time. Keep on, Director. With what you are doing, we know that it is only the good God that can protect you till end. All we are saying, when we are listening to you, you are always saying the truth. No mistake. Everything, even concerning Jonathan, you are always right. Not minding when some idiots call you and ask you some rubbish questions. Oh, when your mother gave birth to you, and that your mother breastfeed you 2 years, you're supposed to reason very well. Some people ask questions that as if they drink milk, but did not breastfeed their mothers. Because I have to vote as card here, and I refuse to vote. Because I listen to you, and you are telling the truth. Somebody that is in Abba, I'm using the narrative. You still want to vote. Director, let me stop so far. We call you later and keep on. The God of Sabbath will protect you all the time.
He said, thank you very much, my dear brother, and well spoken. One thing about us is that we are resilient. I don't know if some of you understand the dictionary meaning of the English word resilience. We never, ever give up. Never. I am not expecting this march towards our freedom to be smooth, you know, it's all, you know, sweetness and honey. No, not at all. To be very difficult. Arduous and difficult. But in the end, we'll win. And then we sit down and talk about it, how difficult it was. I promise to do a program on our transmitter, and I will do so in the coming days. I will do it for very many hours. I will tell you what happened. I will tell you what Igbo people are doing to Igbo people in Lagos, in Apapa Wharf. I will let you understand what they have done with your brains. I'm telling you the truth. And then you will acknowledge, even in the comfort of your own bedroom, that Radio Biafra is correct. The caller on the, yes, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where
hello,
you are.
Good hello, good morning, my director.
Good morning.
My name is Olutukwa Azeogu. I'm calling from Owerri West, local government of Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My director, please, I have a question to ask.
Ask.
My director, have you seen where they do vote, the vote comment at 6 o'clock in the midnight?
Oh, vote started when? 12 o'clock in the midnight.
10 o'clock in the midnight. only in the silver director.
Oh my God. Please tell international observers, tell those EU and Africa Union observers that voting commenced at 10 p.m. at night. Accreditation will take place at 3 a.m. in the morning in the Arab.
My director, I have seen something, my director. 10 o'clock in the midnight, vote commenced, my director.
So they couldn't get us to come out during the day, so they're doing it at night so they can tell the world that they voted. Of course we didn't vote, and we know that. We know we didn't. Please go ahead.
My director, I want to use this opportunity to tell the whole world that it's nothing like vote in Jaffan land. I am calling from over here. That it's nothing like vote, my director. My director, mm-hmm. I want to use the opportunity for the good work you are doing to our land. May God of protect you and your family until we crush our enemies. May God bless the Federal Republic of Ghana.
He say, our enemies will fall. Thank you very much. They will fall. Our enemies will fall because Chukwu Abiama is here. We call upon his name all the time. That is why he is going to bless us immensely. Even if he's upset with us, he will still bless us. He will say, I don't want shame to befall my name. And we are doing it in truth and honesty. Ayana hefe chiozo. He said, emukwala chiozo tinyanem. That is the number one. So even if you start from the number one commandment that he gave, you are halfway there. We worship, I don't worship anything else. Anything a white man likes, they can do. Anything Yoruba pastor, they can dance and fly and will throw their handkerchief and all of you will fall down. I worship no other God apart from Chukwu Abiama. Nothing. I don't worship idol. Never. And that is where Biafra will come. That simple thing. Just by observing only the first commandment, only. Because he said, I will bless you if you love me, if you keep this particular law, I will love you. Chukwu Abiama said so. I will love you and generations to come. Because you know that I'm creation. Chukwu Okike. People don't understand what they, you know, why is it that the more churches you have, the poorer people become, the more hardship you get. Have you noticed it? In the olden days, it was only Catholic, Anglican, Assemblies of God Church, Methodist, which other one is that? Children and Seraphim or whatever, Apostolic Church. And everything was fine. People were not greedy. Children come outside, they play, they are happy, they have fun, everything was fine. Now, Yoruba, Bruzioshi, pattern inside the church, inside the house of God, brought all manner of criminality. There was one called Celestial Church. I don't know if they're going there to do juju or to praise God. Half juju, half nonsense they brought to us. We accepted it. Chukwu Abiama said, you are no longer my children. And then this place was plunged into darkness. Your leaders became thieves in Dioshi. They became murderers and they became criminals. They became vagabonds overnight. Because Chukwu Abiama is upset. How do we redeem ourselves? That is the message we are preaching on Radio Biafra. If you know what is the truth, you speak it. It doesn't matter who is upset or who is angry. You must speak the truth. That is what matters. Because in the end, the Ekwensu will give up. Remember that when serpent came, when the Lucifer came to try Yahweh Yeshua after fasting, they tried man in the Garden of Eden only once. Man fell immediately without problem. They tried Yahweh Yeshua 3 times. The devil tempted Jesus Christ. His name is Yahweh Yeshua. We'll get to that later. 3 times. After the first attempt, Satan did not give up. Satan tried again. Second one. Satan did not give up. Satan tried again. Why did Yahweh Yeshua not fall? Because the mercy of heaven was with him. The mission and the apostle or the creed he came to preach was sanctioned by heaven. So some of you thinking that the devil will not try, you are mistaken. The devil will be trying because the devil doesn't want the kingdom of heaven to come down to earth. They don't want Biafra to stand. But Chukwuabiam is about to prove something to them, that he's God. So anything that Satan does through his agents, so as we can endure to you should expect it. It's bound to happen. They are working for the entity of darkness. And darkness will be their portion forever. Watch all of them forever and ever. Darkness, actually. Because they have failed to see the light. Ezioku is the light. We are not doing this so we can be president of Biafra. I've told you that many times. I preach the gospel. That's my job. To tell you the word of God. That is my job. It's done. I'm not doing this to become the president of Biafra. Are you drunk? Are you drunk? I will not be. That is something they need to understand. We are not doing this because we want to be prime minister of Biafra. Are you serious at all? We are doing it because we want to be free, our children to be free, that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When your consciousness rises to this level, you know you are now a genuine Biafran. There is nothing we are doing here out of any selfish consideration. Do you hear what Ofoma said yesterday? Ofoma said, we should go and get journalists because we are not. I'm not a journalist. Go and get them. And now there are nearly, including the ones of 12 people, saying they are prepared to do this very work. Because if it comes to journalism, you let journalists do the journalistic work. Simple. It's not your job. My job is not to rule anybody, to govern anybody. My job is to make sure that Biafra comes, to preach this gospel. And not that just that Biafra, so that people will know the truth. So that when you go into Biafra, if a politician, be it your uncle, your brother, if they misbehave, you will go and report them. Because you want it to be well with everybody, not just your family. That is why we do what we do. Nothing more, nothing less. We could have picked up guns and gone into the bush and start fighting. And then we become like any other African country. Do you know why we spend time every day preaching this gospel? So that you know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. So that when we go into Biafra, you people will hold the government to account. Nobody can take your money and bank abroad. Are they drunk? You need to understand this. So it's not that we don't know what to, we are talking and talking and talking. We want to go and fight. If we go and fight tomorrow and get Biafra tomorrow without this cleansing of the mind and the brain, you will turn Biafra land into another version of the zoological republic. We start to talk about the same ills and travails that has befallen the zoo. We want you to go into Biafra and begin to build railways. By yourselves, you begin to dredge and you begin to build canals. You stop building houses with block, cement and sand. You begin to build houses with brick to minimize the amount of heat that will come into. Before they copy it, please. We know what we are doing. That is the only thing. The same way we asked you not to vote and you didn't vote. That is all we are asking you to do. Anything we ask you to do, just do it and watch what is going to happen. That's all. The caller on the phone, I acknowledge I may have taken you unawares. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name, and our Skype is working, incidentally, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm Mr. Ofisifu. I'm calling from Ogoro.
Sorry, what is your name again, please?
Mr. Ofisifu Ihuoma.
Thank you. Ihuoma, go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
I just want to express my feeling over what the director is doing on Radio Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Well, please, I want to talk about the recruitment of those who are interested. I was interested also in joining the Biafra Army.
You want to fight in the army?
Yes, because we are tired of what is happening in this country, in this zone called Nigeria. We are tired. We are tired. So I want to volunteer myself. I want to join the army.
Okay, we are taking down your number and you will be contacted. We are taking down your number and you will be contacted.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, 1262. 1262 is the end of your number. What is it? Your name is what? Ihuoma, is that correct?
Kechukwu Ihuoma.
Ihuoma, from Owerri, yes?
Yes, I'm from Mbise. I reside here in Owerri.
Okay, you will be contacted. You will be contacted. You will be contacted. Thank you very much. We have taken down your details and you will be contacted. Thank you very much for that. We are going over to Skype. We said our Skype line is open. People from abroad are complaining that those at home have now taken over everything. They can't call anymore to say anything, but I'm glad to say that our national coordinator all the way from Trinidad and Tobago is with us. Leonard Anemene, can you hear me? Anemene, can you hear me? If you can, please give us your name, where you are, and then you start speaking, please. Because if you're waiting for confirmation from me, it may not happen because of the time delay in for you to hear my voice via Skype.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead. Anemene, go ahead.
Okay, Director, thank you very much. My name is Leonard. Yeah, my name is Leonard Anemene. I am actually calling from Trinidad and Tobago, as you mentioned. And I hail from Amobe. Amobe is in Oka South of Biafra land. Director, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the privilege. We are not annoyed. Since our people back in Biafra land are contributing, we are happy for that development, because that's one of the things we've been looking forward to. We want everybody to, you know, be on board. And that is actually our prayer. And as it's happening, we thank God. Director, in the very first place, I want to say one thing very, very clear. You are appointed, you are targeted to a target, and that target is Biafra. And so, I want to tell you, as the Bible made it very clear, that no weapon fashioned against you will ever materialize. You will live longer than any other person. And just like you said something, it struck me that they say that you're invincible. You are the son of your spiritual father. And as such, you should be. They will never ever see you. You will pass them. If people who are criminals, like in those days, or Sumbo or whatever in Bini, was disappearing and appearing. I mean, you have come to set the record straight. You made so much, inroads in telling people we need to go back to our track. And that is very, very pivotal. And there is nothing valuable, nothing so central to everything we're doing other than that. Because I tell you honestly, that is one thing that made my day anytime I remembered that we are in the process of getting back to our fatherland, Biafra. That makes me feel so fulfilled. Because when you look at things the way it's going on in terms of the election and all the hula-baloo they are playing and the game and moving forward, backwards, sideways, the point and all that.
We have lost him.
Established in falsehood, in cheating. You lost me. Are you not getting my signals again?
You're back now. You're back now. Please go ahead. You are back now. Please continue.
Okay. It looks like everything is flopping, but we thank God. What I wanted to contribute, actually, Director, is what, to support what they are saying, especially with regard to the press people, as in the journalists and all that. It's a very, very nice one. And the other one is, Director, if it's possible, let's have the phone number of this man, Wazuike, the so-called, Ifeajuna of our time. Let us, the IPOB worldwide, talk to him directly. If it's possible to get his number so that we could send him SMS and send him text and call his number and talk to him on one-on-one. Because that man, we know he is evil, but like you rightly pointed out, he's going to die a very shameful, miserable death. And the vultures will consume if they will be interested, because his own carcass may be so, so acidic that they may not even want to feed off him, you know, because that may be for some other thing. I tell you that. And if we could get his number, because people in Trinidad are asking me the same thing. They were the one who called me and said, why don't you call Director and tell Director, let him release the number of Wazuike and let everybody call this man and talk to him and see if he will go and die, you know, somewhere very remote without allowing anybody to know that he has gone. Because that's my one of my pose of calling. So, Director, I thank you. You're doing a very wonderful work. Our people are responding, and we thank each and every one that have come out, although we still have so many of them who are languishing because they lack knowledge, because they prefer to go by that old method of Nigeria, you know, but let them be very much aware of the adage that agwa onye yanu ka onu agwa na onye achoro inu ya were isi tinye na ofia. That is it. So my Director, I thank you. Keep on doing what you're doing.
We are doing it. We have lost him. We have lost him. Let's go to the line once again and see who is there. We have lost that completely and totally. The connectivity with Skype is gone completely because of this, the lack, because we are focusing everything in making sure that we push the signal out. So the other ones that rely on the internet to run is not functioning. But as soon as we get that very satellite equipment from the USA, then everything will be fine. Everything will be okay. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are.
I'm Ugumba. I'm Onyumwaya. I'm from Aba.
Ugumba from Aba. You're from Umwaya. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to greet you. I'm saying hello to you because I know that you are a godsend. Aside from the scriptures you are quoting, from all the admonition you are giving all their friends, it is crystal clear that you are a godsend. Now, to start with, the good message you are spreading is really biblical. Because in those days, they were not believing the Lord Jesus Christ. And for their own ignorance, even the disciples asked him, teach us how to pray. And he actually told them, the first place, if you want to pray, say, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. All these things are greetings. And we have been doing it to our Father. The first prayer there is, thy kingdom come, so that your will that is in heaven will be done on earth. And today, it is being fulfilled.
Of course.
It is being fulfilled. I thank God for that. And when you are telling people about it, they'll be jesting. They are childish. They think that they know, but they do not know. They are ignorant people. Number two, I want you to add to your own vocabulary. I normally call Nigeria the zoo. In fact, Nigeria is less than place than the zoo, because in zoo, you can coordinate animals and tell them where to stay. They will stay there. But in Nigeria, they don't hear, they don't listen. Therefore, it is no longer the zoo. It is also called Babylon. That most amorous country, that most corrupt country. In the time of Obasanjo, Nigeria became the second most corrupt country in the world. Everybody saw it. The man was just like a hyena in the zoo, pacing up and down, but the country was in a mess.
It's true.
That is number two. So when you are speaking, tell the people that Nigeria is Babylon, and Babylon is falling to rise no more. Nigeria is also Egypt, because that is where those civilizations started from there. We know it is a black country. That is what the white man has known. They know it. That civilization started in Africa. And of course, Africa, the black man, is the first son of God. And you know, like the Bible said, the elder shall serve the younger. Of course, we have served. We have served and we have been liberated spiritually by the grace of God. I know that now that you have come, the liberation we are expecting that is critical is here with us. We are supporting you. But one thing I want you to note is that right here now, you are carrying the spirit of Joshua. Our Moses have gone. That is Odumegu Juku. He is no longer alive. But somebody that is alive, that is born to carry this battle forward, you are here with us. We are supporting you. And we will never support you. And anybody that will raise any hindrance against you, that person will fall by the wayside. Carry on by the grace of God. I want to give way so that others, numerous people, millions of people that are coming in will speak. But bear in mind that Joshua had the Spirit of God in him. Joshua received strange instructions for the battle line, for the battle emancipation. That is what you are having. People may laugh, but if you focus your attention on God, you will succeed. And when you succeed, we have succeeded. Remember, I want you to organize the clergy, the ecclesiastes. These are the people that will hear from God. And when they hear from God, you taste their spirit. And you will only confirm it. Like Joshua did, it was the clergy that used foot to cross River Jordan. And it was also a strange battle line, battle instruction that Jericho received and Jericho fell down. That is where we are now. We are supporting you. Jericho must come down. The walls of Jericho must come down. And the battle must be carried out. And Nigeria, that Egypt, that Babylon, that zoo must come down, whether they like it or not. I know you have been initiating a lot of things, but by the grace of God, we will overcome. I have a spiritual premonition about you. Now, when I was reading a little citation about you, I discovered that you were born during the thick, the devastating period of Biafra. That goes to confirm my vision, my prophecy, and every other thing, both written and audibly said about you. You are the man that everybody has been looking for. So ride on, we are behind you. Ride on, we are behind you. Go forward. Never you be afraid.
Impossible.
In Jesus' name.
He said, I can never be afraid before my enemies. I took an oath at the temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. Never to be afraid before my enemies. That is why we have come here to preach this very gospel, and that is why Chukwu Abiama will always remain God. We are without fear before our enemies. Very critical. And we speak the truth always. It doesn't matter if the Pope is watching, the Archbishop is there. Inconsequential. It doesn't matter to me. As long as we preach this gospel in truth and honesty, that the name of heaven may be praised now and forever. We are live and we are direct, and people are calling us from everywhere around the world. People are calling Radio Biafra. I can't believe or hide my joy this morning. People in Urobo listened to Radio Biafra for 2 days and they did not vote. My goodness me. Unbelievable. If the Biafran did not call to say the mother said so, I wouldn't have believed it. I would not have believed it. I wouldn't have. My goodness, my goodness. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, yeah, please.
I can hear you, my director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother.
So my name is Eze Uchenna Daniel.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling. My name is Eze Uchenna Daniel. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Biafra,
please.
Land.
Go ahead.
My director, since I came back from the land of the zoo, Niger State, I've been trying your number.
Oh no.
Director, I must confess, I appreciate what you are doing in this country called Biafra. Director, my heart is bleeding. I have heaviness in my heart for my country, this Biafra. And I can do anything possible. Though where I am now, I just finished my ND, and where I end up here is in Niger State, where I'm teaching in one secondary school. Teaching them computer here.
My goodness.
So that is not my career. It's not my career. I know what I aim in life to be. I want to be an engineer in my life. There's no help, nothing.
IPOB will employ you. Listen very carefully. If you are a proper engineer, if you have the skill to produce something that the eyes can see, not theory, we will employ you. You leave that useless teaching job. We will employ you at IPOB, and you will be an engineer here and serve your country.
Yeah, director, wait, listen. I say that is my dream. That is my dream.
Your dream. What you want to be? Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
But now, no help. I did not go to school. I just finished my ND and end up in this zoo here. End up in teaching. So my director, my heart, I want to join Biafran Army. This has been in my heart since long ago, but I don't know what to do. Since I came back, I've been hearing, over there, my sister called me, said she listened to Radio Biafra, and I've been trying to know whether I can get them there, but I cannot. But when I came to Enugu, Biafra land last week, I started hearing of this radio, and I started listening to you. And know that everything you are saying, director, is confirmed, is true. In Niger State, they are animals. If you see how they are maltreating our people, if you see how they are molesting our gears are selling themselves cheaply for nothing to outside people because of money. And our people there, they are over there, they say that they are making their money there. Why the outside people, they are coming to our land to carry our money to their land, to go and develop their land. And we here, we are dear beggars. I don't know what is happening to our people. I pray that our people will come back to their senses, I come back to this Biafra land, and know that our resources is here. Our talent is here. Director, please, what I want to request is to join the army of Biafra. That is my desire, director. I hope that you can do it for me, because I have heaviness in my heart to serve this my country, Biafra, because I can't do any other thing except this Biafra. I want it to come to actualization by the help of Chukwu Obioma.
You say, and we have your number, but I will also say to you, if you want to join the army, there is a telephone number for you to call. I will give out that number once again, which doubles also as our inquiry line, and we will send you somewhere accordingly, please. The number is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. This is Radio Biafra. We are live on Radar. It is 5 minutes away from 10 in the morning. We have been on air now for nearly 3 hours. And we will, of course, take a deserved break. And Chukwu Obioma permitting, we will come back to you this afternoon. If not, we will proceed until evening. All of you, Nkem, and all the rest of them that keep me company on WhatsApp, I am very, very grateful. Some people keep me on WhatsApp all the time. And thank you, my dear brother, who is reporting. Is your name here? AGK Ofebu, thank you very much for your WhatsApp message. Jonathan is now hurrying back to Aso Villa because he knows he has lost the election. He's now running back to do what I asked him to do yesterday. This man should have done this thing Saturday evening. He's only now going back because power is slipping away from him. You shouldn't be in the village. The zoo is a zoological. It is Ebo Manumanubi. Monkeys and baboons, they don't reason properly. Please, wherever you are, whatever thing that you are doing, if you want to be a true Biafran, you must do everything around you in truth and in honesty. You must embrace the truth. If you see the truth, you run to it. Lies. That is why we are suffering and will continue to suffer until we understand that truth is life. The only way Chukwu Abiama can remove us from our present predicament is for us to acknowledge, to accept irrefutably that truth is life. Once you embrace the truth, Chukwu Abiama takes you away from the zoo and puts you into Biafra, which is life itself. That is why this gospel will be preached now and forever. Because Chukwu Abiama liveth forever. Some people came this morning to listen to the radio Biafra not knowing what to get. Some of you, having listened, now understand what Biafra means to us. Some of you belong to one religion or the other, but those of us here, we know that Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama, also Buchineke, Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Kike. And he will guide and bless each and every one of you, our soldiers, our journalists to be, all of you that have volunteered in one form or the other to serve your country in truth and in every honesty. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And from here, from me, this very day, it is simply good morning.